Flager, who used the pulpit at Obama's Trinity United Church of Christ on Sunday to mock Hillary Clinton's tearing up before the New Hampshire primary.
I'm white! I'm entitled! There's a black man stealing my show!
This could hurt Obama because the Republicans' whole case against him is you can't trust him, you don't really know who he is.
Politico.com's Mike Allen, Flager has apologized, and Obama was quick to distance himself, saying the sermon left him deeply disappointed. Well, this weekend, the Democratic National Committee panel weighing the disputed primaries in Michigan and Florida meets.
I'm Peter King. There's only one thing you can say with any certainty.
Expect the unexpected this election cycle, because that's all we've seen.
And University of South Florida politics professor Susan McManus says that goes for the Democrats meeting to decide on whether or not to seat the delegates they disqualified because of the early primary. McManus thinks it'll happen because of Florida's swing state status.
And you can't afford a swing state to have the moniker out there that they're only counting half that state's votes, and that's exactly what kind of publicity or ads will be run against Florida Democrats.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
In Texas,
please put our children back.
Polygamist Willie Jessup has had his plea answered. The state Supreme Court has ruled that the hundreds of children taken from the sex compound last month must be returned to their parents. Susan Hayes, who represents one of the children, says it doesn't end the case.
There's an ongoing investigation of child abuse, and that investigation is not going away. It's not going poof because of this decision.
CBS News chief legal consultant Andrew Cohen.
The ruling charts a middle path between the complete separation of child and parent ordered by the trial court and the total reunion ordered by the appellate court last Thursday. And it's clear now from the high court ruling that the child protective folks in Texas still may be permitted to keep an eye on those children and to impose certain limitations upon their mothers and the sect.
Oil and gas prices have been skyrocketing, and it hasn't gone unnoticed by federal regulators. Gregory Mosek of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission says an investigation was launched about 6 months ago.
We're going to take a serious look at the commodity markets to make a determination where there were actually artificial prices created in the market at any one point in time.
The commission says it decided to publicize the probe because of what it says are unprecedented market conditions. Americans are willing to put up with pain at the pump up to a point. A survey done by IBM has found that for most Americans, gas at $5 a gallon is the threshold.
You got 66% of drivers saying they're going to make changes in how they drive.
Janet Caldo of IBM's Institute for Electronic Government. Not only the U.S. plagued by high fuel prices, Europe has been hit hard as well. Today, Spanish fishermen are giving away tons of their catch and launching an indefinite strike, saying that this is the worst crisis they've had in the last 100 years. Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Focus on the family honcho, James Dobson, gnawing on the carpet this morning. He seriously PO'd at Governor Ritter. Ritter's just signed into law that bill banning discrimination against gay, bisexual, and transgendered people in Colorado and two dozen areas, including housing and public accommodations. Dobson seriously PO'd. He says the new law signals the end of gender-specific restrooms. Democratic State Senator Jennifer Vega calls that a scare tactic. Opponents of a right-to-work initiative are now suing to block it from appearing on Colorado's November ballot. Opponents allege fraud by supporters gathering signatures to put that measure up for a vote. And a Denver hospital has settled a lawsuit filed by the family of a woman who died in jail after being released from the hospital with internal injuries that went undetected. An attorney for the family of Emily Rice says Denver Health Medical Center will pay several $1 million to her family as part of that settlement. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a nice drive around Denver. Speeds are looking great on I-25 downtown. Same deal on C-470, Lucent to Quebec, traveling eastbound. Off the highways, there's a crash and police investigation. That's at 18th and Washington. Lots of activity in the area, but it looks like traffic is detouring around.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1359. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1359. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1359. 1-800-557-1359.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view? All without surgery or injections. With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looks so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-656-1075. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-656-1075. 1-800-656-1075.
But as soon as the show's over, I'm taking off, driving down to the Springs to play the Broadmoor.
Whew.
You ever been down there?
The Broadmoor?
Yeah.
Been by it.
Oh, man, it's gorgeous. Love that place. Awesome hotel, awesome restaurants, awesome bar.
Well, I'm not interested in the bar part.
But and awesome golf, so it takes care of the whole gamut for me.
Yeah, I've been by there. It's a very, very nice area. You know, a lot of people pick on Colorado Springs, and they pick on the Springs because of Dobson and because of the conservative nature of a lot of the voters there. But I have to tell you, I like the Springs. I like it, and I always have liked it, and I like going down there. And I think places are what you make them. And I don't think there's any, like if I had to sit here and think about this, and I think about places that absolutely really were terrible, I would probably have to say the most difficult place I ever lived would have to be Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Do we have anybody out there from Milwaukee, Wisconsin? Milwaukee, Wisconsin was a tough place to live because, one, the city is very, very parochial and very close-minded. Two, wintertime there is really, really rough. I mean, the sun must go down at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's gray. I mean, it's really, really hard to live there. I will say one thing, though. The Selig family that runs the Milwaukee Brewers and that runs baseball, because Bud Selig's the commissioner, right? And I don't know that much about baseball. But he and his daughter, Wendy Selig Prieg, I guess, or I can't remember her name. But anyway, they are the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. And the one thing that was great about living there was they were absolutely, I mean, when the whole radio station that I worked at there was just on my case and hated me, they reached out a hand and they were very nice to me. And I became a pretty big Brewers fan for the time that I worked there, because you couldn't help but like them because they were such nice people. All right, it's Friday morning, and there's just so much here to cram in. I hope we can get through it all. Now we've got another, and the right-wing media, and the media in general, is ginning this up because it's a big deal. We've got the father, because it's not a big deal, but it's a big deal to them. We have the Father Flagler story. Now, for those of us that have lived in Chicago and know about Father Flagler and know about St. Abinus Church and how Father Flagler thinks and what he does, this video that is now starting to circulate around doesn't shock any of us who know anything about him. That's number one. Number two, Barack Obama was not there, once again, when he made all of these statements. And number three, it amazes me that we've got people in this country who want to apply a double standard. And the double standard that they want to apply is that they can go to church, they can go to synagogue, they can go to mosque, they can hear guest speakers that they don't particularly agree with, or their own pastor, or their own rabbi, or their own imam saying something that they don't agree with, and that's fine, and they don't leave the church, and they sit through it, and I should say they don't leave the institution, and they sit through it, and they take it, and they don't believe it, or but they stay in the religious organization they're in. But when it comes to Barack Obama, any bit of controversy that comes out of his church, he's directly tied to and is directly responsible for. And this is ridiculous. Now, Father Flagler has his good and his bad sides. I used to have him on the air. He used to call me. There were things that he did that I thought were pretty good. There were some areas where I didn't agree with him. But he has always ministered to the poor. And he's always tried to stick up for those who couldn't stick up for themselves. Now, if you haven't heard the video, the audio from the video, I'll play it for you. And you make up your mind as to whether you think that this is going to be this big liability, CBS, top of the hour. This could hurt Obama. Hurt him why? Because there's no democracy. There's no free speech in a church. And I think some of what the problem with what Flagler says here is that it's divisive. And Barack Obama has already said that he doesn't agree with him, that he thinks he's looking backwards. But you judge for yourself. John, you want to roll this?
He is our friend. He is our brother. He is none other than Father Michael Flagler. We welcome him once again. Honest enough to address the one who says, well, don't hold me responsible for what my ancestors did. But you have enjoyed the benefits of what your ancestors did. And unless you are ready to give up the benefits, throw away your 401 fund, throw away your trust fund, throw away all the money that's been put away in the company you walked into because your daddy and your granddaddy and your great dad, unless you're willing to give up the benefits, then you must be responsible for what was done in your generation because you are the beneficiary of this insurance policy. It must be honest enough to expose white entitlement and supremacy wherever it raises its head. I said before, and I really don't want to make this political, because you know I'm very unpolitical. But Reverend Moss, when Hillary was crying, and people said that was put on, I really don't believe it was put on. I really believe that she just always thought, this is mine. I'm Bill's wife. I'm white. And this is mine. I just got to get up and step into the plate. And then out of nowhere came, hey, I'm Barack Obama. And she said, oh, damn, where did you come from? I'm white. I'm entitled. There's a black man stealing my show. Crying. There was a whole lot of white people crying. I'm sorry. I don't want to get you in any more trouble. The live streaming just went out again.
All right, there it is. Now, how's that going to be damaging to Barack Obama? Because Barack Obama wasn't there when it was said, and Father Flegler is not from that church. He's from a Catholic church in Chicago. He deals with people who do not have 401ks. He deals with people who are very, very poor. And the media, in its usual feeding frenzy now, has glommed onto this and is going to gin it up to be something. When in reality, think about what he's saying. If you take the emotion out of what he's saying, and you were just to flatly present what he's saying without any kind of emotion injected in there, do you think that there's any kind of truth to what he was saying? Any at all? Any? And so we'll get back to the whole battle again about denial and about the dual society that we live in. And that perspective is extremely easy to understand if you live in Chicago. Because I've told you time and time again on this show, and I'll tell you again, it is one of the most racist cities in America. It's better now than it has been. But it is a very, very racist city. You know, the housing patterns, I mean, the whole thing, you've heard me tell the stories about how it can snow 20 inches, and the city will damn well have the north side cleaned up, but if you live on the south and west side, oh, you're black, you're poor. Well, we'll get around to it someday. All right, anybody want to comment about Flegler? Go ahead. 303-713-7600, 618, 18 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And John Turk comments on the traffic.
Jay, bad way to start the morning drive, a crash. Southbound I-25, just after Hampton, it's blocking the left-hand lane and the shoulder there, so be careful as you're heading towards the Denver Tech Center coming south on I-25. You will want to look out as well for police activity downtown at 18th and Washington. A carjacked taxi accident sitting there, and police are conducting investigation. We also have a water main break at 23rd and Colorado by City Park. Today's forecast, mostly sunny.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Even though Jared has an incredible selection of spectacular diamond engagement rings, many Jared customers prefer to design their own. It's easy to understand why. You can select from hundreds of settings in gold or platinum at Jared, and then choose from thousands of diamonds in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Feeling trapped by credit card debt? A 5-minute call to Liberty Relief could slash your monthly payments and help you get out of debt. How? Liberty Relief has two programs. One could cut your credit card debt roughly 30 to 50%. The other could drop your interest rate about 10 to 30%, so you'll pay less each month and get out of debt sooner. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call Liberty Relief now. 888-500-0444. 888-500-0444. 888-500-0444.
Sustainable living. Going green. Whatever you want to call it, it's something we're all concerned about. Are you a business owner or manager who runs your business on sustainable practices? If so, we want you to be a part of our Sustainable Living Online Expo, or what we call SLO. We'll have audio presentations from experts in sustainable living, forums for visitors to interact and discuss how they're making a difference, and we'll have businesses like you. If you're interested in AM 760, Slow, then give us a call at 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
When you drive it off the lot, it depreciates. But at Rockies, you let somebody else pick up that depreciation, and you save money yet again. Plus, they've got their matching down incentive going on. They want to see your trade-in. They've got new inventory coming on all of the time. Rockies Autos, with a whole staff of people that are just ready to make your buying experience a good one. Everybody from people like Spanky Herrera and Uncle Fester, which is not really his name, but it's kind of his nickname, and Gerard Menard and Freddie Lebrado and all the gang there, from the people in finance to just everybody, Kevin in the shop. I mean, these folks are really dedicated to doing the right thing and to making you happy. I can't think of a better place to go buy. And you'll be shocked by the inventory. You really will. Rockies Autos, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. You come a little bit after 9, though, they'll take care of you, and you'll be fine. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hi, we're back talking with Jennifer Ayers about the growing problem of caring for parents who live alone.
It's a tough situation. Often the kids are living in another city, or even if they're nearby, they can't be there, so they feel helpless and worried most of the time.
So what's the answer?
An emergency response service like LifePhone really helps.
How does LifePhone work?
Your loved one wears a waterproof pendant, and in an emergency, they just press the button.
Then what happens?
They're immediately connected with a LifePhone emergency care specialist.
You mean a real person answers?
A real trained person who knows their complete medical profile. They'll contact paramedics, fire department, police, a neighbor, and make sure that help arrives quickly.
LifePhone sounds like the perfect solution.
It really is. Call 1-800-900-1211 for a free brochure that shows how LifePhone can protect your loved one 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Jennifer. So, folks, if you're worried about a loved one who's living alone, call now for your free brochure about LifePhone. 1-800-900-1211. That's 1-800-900-1211.
I'm Bill's wife. I'm white. And this is mine. I just got to get up and step into the plate. And then out of nowhere came, hey, I'm Barack Obama. And she said, oh, damn, where did you come from? I'm white. I'm entitled. There's a black man stealing my show.
There's Father Flagler from St. Abina's Church in Chicago speaking at Barack Obama's church, and now the media is saying, oh, this is going to hurt Barack Obama. My question is, why? 6:23, 23 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And the whole thing, what they're going to do is they're going to say to you this. They're going to say, well, you know, this guy Barack Obama, you can't trust him and you don't really know him. Well, how's this any indication of you don't know him and you can't trust him? How is this any indication of that? I mean, what's the indication there? So he's out on the campaign trail, and the church invites Father Flagler, who's a well-known activist and practices liberation theology within the Catholic Church, to come speak. And he makes statements that maybe some of you would find offending. I don't find them offending. But maybe some of you would. And it's like, come on. I mean, I was watching like 5 minutes of the Morning Joe show this morning on MSNBC on the way out of the house. And here's Mike Barnicle. I was raised in the Catholic Church. This guy's a nut job. Barnicle's going on and on. Of course, you know, we don't want to talk about Barnicle's plagiarism charge that you know that he had to face here a couple of years ago, but he's going through this whole thing. You know, the atmosphere and what goes down in an African American church is totally different than what goes down in a white church or a white synagogue. But call me honestly and tell me that there are that your experience with organized religion, that you haven't had somebody come to your church, to your synagogue, to your mosque, you haven't had somebody come and have them speak and you don't agree with what they're saying. And so what do? Do you quit? And how about particularly if it happens and you're not there? And if you take the emotion out of what this guy is saying, is what he's saying that far-fetched? I mean, how many of you, and I know this is sore, I know this is a sore subject, but how many of you think that Hillary Clinton came into this race pushing the certainty of her nomination and the entitlement of her nomination because of who she was and who she was married to? You know that she did that. You know that most people did not give Barack Obama much of a chance. And unfortunately, in this country, there are a lot of white people who are alienated and upset by the fact that a nominee from a major party could be a black man. And Barack Obama's already said he doesn't agree with Flagler. I saw a lot of people in my time in Chicago. Who would appear in groups with people that they didn't necessarily agree with. And as I said, Flagler can be he can be very, very radical. Some of his ideas, though, are very, very good. I mean, I learned the whole aspect of the difference between the fact that on the south and west sides of Chicago, in the poor areas of Chicago, that there were signs, billboards for malt liquor, cigarettes, things that you don't want kids doing, things that you shouldn't have to grow up and see. But you went to the more upscale areas. You didn't see those signs because of zoning. And Flagler was one of the first people I ever ran into who pointed that out to me on the air. He said, hey, go take a look. Go look, he said, in the African-American areas, in the Hispanic areas, this is what you're going to see. You are not going to see it on the Gold Coast. You are not going to see it on the North Side. It isn't going to happen. And I thought, wow. You know, I learned something off of that. He's protested before when he thought that people's civil liberties and that their human rights have been violated by law enforcement. He's talked and spoke up on behalf of the poor. Doesn't mean that I agree with everything he has to say. No. But now he's the latest media-created boogeyman to haunt the Obama campaign. And it's ridiculous, man. It is just absolutely ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. And it's absolutely ridiculous that white people in this country can't face up to the fact that they basically get a free ride based on the color of their skin. And if you've had it rough, and that I've had it rough, and that we feel like we haven't been cut any breaks because we're Caucasian, think about the mindset of an African-American or a Latino. or a Chinese, or, you know, Asian. It gets back to this whole thing about how people looking at things through different lenses. So now we have a choice. We either can allow this smear job to go forward, or we can stop it in its tracks and call it for what it is. An absolute freaking pile of nothing. Let's go to Vivian in Denver. Vivian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I saw the excerpt last night on, what is it, 360, Anderson Cooper?
Right.
And first of all, again, that's like a Hagee. You know, he spoke all this stuff, and McCain, you know, never said anything, and, you know, they didn't make a big thing out of it. Barack wasn't even there. He was, this priest was a visitor. I'm a Catholic.
Yeah, he was too. He was there 2 months ago.
Yeah. And, you know, I cannot believe that they're going to tag something like this onto Barack and that about this priest, what he said. And let's take away the way he said it, okay? I mean, you know, of course he's preaching, and he's preaching like in a black, you know, church, you know, African-American church, I should say. But what he said is true. She didn't know this Barack Obama, or it could have been a different candidate, because she assumed she had it.
That's right.
She was blindsided. She did not realize what another person could bring besides her to the party, and she just was not aware of it. And that's bad campaigning from the get-go. So why is he getting blamed for everything? I don't understand that at all. You know, this is politics. And did not her husband say, if you can't handle the heat, do not, you know, come into the kitchen. He just said that a couple of weeks back or whatever, when something Barack campaign said. I mean, he laughed about it. Now, what's going on here? We can't have two different standards here anymore. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Blame him for what other people are saying. I mean, you can blame her for, you know, what other people are saying, you know. You just can't do that. I mean, we just need to quit that. And today, nobody should keep talking about it. We just ought to end and let it go because, you know, it's got
to
stop.
Well, we need to stand up. We need to stand up and cry BS.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. We do need to try stand up and say, you know, that's a lot of BS.
We need to put our finger in their faces and go, it's BS and it's lack of honesty and candor on your part, and that you're taking something and you're ginning it up and ordered to make a case against this guy and his presidency, and you know, without giving us any background information on him or what went on, and you're making it seem as if Barack Obama is giving tacit approval to what's going on here simply because the guy came to his church, even though churches have guest speakers all the time, and you're right, Obama was never even there. So, I mean, it's like, well, you know, it's like what? These people have nothing better to do? Well, you're damn right they don't. You know, and we have to stand up to them and say, you know what, enough.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm Hispanic, you know, American, Mexican-American, I'm sorry about that, Mexican-American. And there's things that are said in our church and innuendos that if people stepped in our churches, and how we think, and some of the things that go on would probably freak out a lot of people. But again, no one knows what happens in our churches on Sunday morning. And
well,
being a Catholic, they do not know either. If
because,
you're not well, we're a cult as it is. Most people think we're a cult.
Well, I don't think you're a cult, but I mean,
they say that.
Yeah, they say that, that's BS. Vivian, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Oh, and one thing. I have relatives in South Chicago and live in Chicago. And you are so on the money. People do not know how Chicago is.
Yeah, very rich. It's a very segregated, very racist city.
Oh, gosh. It is. It's a trip. And I'm from Kansas, so going to Chicago, who I thought would be a lot different, it's a trip in Chicago.
It is, and in some cases, it's a lot worse. Thanks, Vivian. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And we'll take more of your calls coming up. But here's John Turk with the traffic.
If you're heading into the tech center, you'll hit delays on southbound I-25 near Hamden. That's due to a crash blocking the left-hand lane. It's also busy on the trip south from 104th to 84th and from Park Avenue to 20th Street. On the west side of downtown, police activity at 18th and Washington after a carjacking and an accident. And also have a water main break at 23rd and Colorado. In Aurora, 225 starting to pick up on the southbound trip from Parker Road to I-25, but traffic is a little lighter than usual this morning. Today's forecast...
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything. And you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-1455. That's 1-800-422-1455. 1-800-422-1455.
So you can start conserving more of it by talking to a Wells Fargo banker about a home equity loan or line of credit. A Wells Fargo home equity account can be perfect for helping to make cost-saving, energy-efficient home improvements. You'll get retailer discounts on efficient appliances, remodeling tips, and other benefits to make your home a greener home. So talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Looking for someone to buy your timeshare?
Timeshares Only told us what our timeshare was worth right over the phone, and then sold it for more than we expected.
Call now to find out what your timeshare is worth, and we'll send you a free information kit, including 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares.
Buyers keep calling by the thousands, and we need timeshares to keep up with their demands.
Call 1-800-700-0141 to find out what your timeshare is worth and get your free information kit. Dial 1-800-700-0141. 1-800-700-0141.
Congratulations to Beth and Jason from Minneapolis. They met on PerfectMatch.com and just got married.
I heard about PerfectMatch.com on a TV show and was curious, so I completed a free compatibility profile.
Yeah, the minute I read it, I knew she was the one.
I was skeptical about finding love online. Anyway, I finally agreed to meet him for lunch.
And now she's stuck with me.
Beth and Jason found love on PerfectMatch.com, and you can too, for free. We're different than other dating sites because only we offer the Duet Total Compatibility System. This proven approach takes into account the whole you, your personality, values, lifestyle, and more to create highly compatible matches. Find out who's right for you. Complete a free compatibility profile now at PerfectMatch.com.
Our whole lives we lived in the same city.
And we never would have met, well, if it weren't for PerfectMatch.com.
And her love for reality TV.
Yeah, that's that.
Discover the perfect match difference. Complete your free compatibility profile and find out how to get 2 months free. Go to PerfectMatch.com. PerfectMatch.com.
This song is by Lonnie Brooks, but it's been done by just about everybody. Sweet Home Chicago. 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny, high today 80. Jay Marvin along with you. We're talking about Father Flagler and his comments, which are now being tied to Barack Obama because Flagler said it at Obama's church as a guest speaker 2 months ago while Obama was not there, and he's talking about Hillary and white entitlement, which, of course, is like putting match to a gas can. And then on top of that, most people do not understand the city of Chicago and what it's about. Don't get me wrong. I really love the place, but that's a tough town to be a person of color in. Not as tough as it used to be, but it's tough. So now the media has gone just absolutely crazy about this. And, oh, it's going to, you know, Obama's got a pester problem. Meanwhile, Obama says that, you know, he thinks Flagler's looking backwards and it's divisive and he doesn't agree with him. Here's Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
This is Bob. I'm from Central Illinois. I'm Springfield. And I've only been to Chicago really one time, but even the 3 or 4 weeks I was there working for a liquor store, it was very obvious, you know. I mean, I worked there over the holidays, and, you know, the really big area that's really is the North Shore, I think. Is that right?
That's the money area, yeah.
And that's kind of like Cherry Hills on steroids.
Yeah, pretty much. Right? Yeah, by the lake, yeah.
And then you got Cicero down in the south, which is more Italian, but kind of the same kind of thing, you know. And Chicago is yeah, it's, it might as well be in the south. It's so extreme. It's been so extremely divided through the years. And the thing of it is, I mean, you're right about that. I don't know anything about Flagler. I mean, I'm surprised. Interesting that he's a Catholic priest. The other side of it too is that yeah, Hillary and Bill have come into this whole thing with the idea that they're entitled, and I think that they're still kind of playing that game, and they're trying behind the scenes at the DNC to say, hey, we're entitled to this because we saved the Democratic Party. But in fact, that really isn't true. They really didn't save it because Bill, when he was president, by some of the things he did, actually trashed it and gave the, as far as I'm concerned, the Republicans an opening to take control in 94, you know, and since then. So the thing of it is, I can understand Flagler's frustration with it. And the thing of it is, you have a media trying to frame this debate. Do you want a radical black man, you know, as president, or do you want 4 more years of Bush?
Yeah, and also the thing is here's a guy you can't trust because you don't know him.
Well, we don't know McCain either. We think we do, but...
Well, most people have no idea about John McCain. People have no clue as to what he's really about.
He's psycho, man. I mean, if you really look at him carefully and watch him, the guy's absolutely nuts. I mean, I'd be terrified to have him as president.
Well, he's unrealistic, that's for sure.
Anyway, that's. I mean, anyway, you're right about Chicago. The thing of it is, the sad part of it is, there are too many people in this country that are too ignorant with the kind of a right wing, you know, machine we've got. It's going to stick with a lot of people, and it may stick with a lot of people. Unfortunately.
You know what?
What's that?
Well, let them try to make it stick.
It's
incumbent upon people like you and me and others who know better to stand up and dispute it.
Well, yeah. You don't take an arrow in the back.
You just got to stand up and dispute it. Bob, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Here's Rose in Longmont. Rose, you're on AM 760.
Well, I spent... Here's from a poor white girl from a poor farm in Kansas who spent 3 months training at the Chicago Lying In Hospital, and the university was there. That was all ran by Jewish people, the way I understood it, and a mix of, I don't know what you call the rest of them. We're just Americans, all of us. But anyway, it was a very poor area, and it was not safe. We could not go out at night ever alone in order to get back if we was on 3 to 11 or the night shift. We was escorted and helped to get back to the nurse's home, and it was not safe. But in the daytime, I could walk down to the drugstore or the hardware store, and what I remember was that there just wasn't any trees or flowers or bushes.
But you weren't on the south or west side, were you?
I was on the south side, definitely. Chicago Lying In Hospital and the University of Chicago are in the south side of Chicago. We went down to the ghetto. They told us it was a Jewish ghetto, 3 of us together because we couldn't go alone, and was chased by 3 black guys. And I guess we ran faster, but a fellow...
What year would this have been?
This was in WW2, and what I enjoyed about being in Chicago was going out to the USO, dancing with the sailors and trying to, you know, I love to dance and I like music. So when I got a chance, and we went to see Lawrence Welk and some other good shows and the Trianon, and it was a totally different experience for me being raised in a rural area. But
well,
I learned a lot.
You realize that after World War II, you realize that the South and West Side, which the West Side at one time was heavily Jewish, you realize that those areas have now changed and that they changed after World War II.
Well,
and that Chicago had those segregated housing patterns and that African Americans were confined largely to the South Side. As a matter of fact, in the old days, I don't think it exists now, but it used to exist, that there was a town called Bridgeport, which is where Mayor Daley, a village called Bridgeport, where Mayor Daley, not the current Mayor Daley, but his father came from. If you were African American and you were caught in that area of Chicago, chances are you would get the crap beat out of you.
Well, the men had a hard time, I guess, but I worked with the black women who were AIDS and LPNs. That's who I worked with, and they said that they was disappointed because their husbands was not helping them with the children like they should, and that was what they had to say. But I imagine it was very hard for the black man. It was harder to get a job, a decent job that pays me. They would look what's happened to women. This is what Hillary's trying to tell you. Women haven't had it easy.
Nobody said that women have had it easy, and it's not a hand-wringing contest as to who's had it worse. It's the idea that people look at things through their own life experiences, and that the life experience in the United States of a African-American male or female are a lot different than the life experience of a white male or white female. Listen, and that you're going to get those kind of comments coming out of those communities, but it doesn't necessarily mean that that everybody thinks that way, and it doesn't necessarily mean that, I mean, it's ridiculous to try to tie that to Barack Obama and claim that he's got pastor problems again when this guy is a Catholic priest from another church.
He sounds radical to that. Priest sounds radical to me.
Well, why does he sound radical to you?
Obama was raised in Kansas, and his mother took him all around the world to educate
the point is, how can you tie Barack Obama to Father Flagler? Flagler is not. Is a priest in another church who came there as a guest speaker. So does that mean that anybody that walks into that church and has anything the slightest bit controversial to say, reflects off on all of the members of that church?
Excuse me. I think that this scares the heck out of white people.
Only white people are ignorant.
I'm part Cherokee. I know what discrimination
Does it scare you?
What? Him, that old man talking and raising his voice and yelling around.
Yeah.
I don't go to churches like that. I went to a church where they was running down homosexuals, and I considered those young men as being getting into something that they shouldn't have gotten into, and that they just didn't know any better, and that they needed help.
Wait! You're talking about gay? Wait! Are you talking about gay people here need help?
I walked out of the church. Sick people need help.
What are you saying? Gay people are sick?
Yes, I do.
Give me a break. How do you know that they're sick? You're not a doctor.
Do you read the Bible?
I don't believe in the Bible.
Well, that's your problem. I have read the Bible, not thoroughly.
So you're going to sit here and tell me that gays and lesbians are mentally ill and need help.
There's something wrong.
Thank you, Dr. Rose. You obviously have a long degree in psychiatry, am I right?
I'm right. I studied psychiatry in St. Louis.
Oh, did you? Did you ever try any psychiatry on yourself?
I've got a lot of insight into myself.
Why do you think that being gay and being a lesbian is an illness?
I think that some young men got into that and they died of AIDS. That's the truth.
So what? There are people who get polio and they used to die from it. What does that mean?
Where does AIDS come from? Where did it originate?
It can come from intravenous drugs.
It came from Africa and monkeys to originate, and then it got
into our country. It can spread through the use of intravenous drugs. As a matter of fact, most people who are AIDS victims get it from the use of intravenous drugs.
I had a neighbor lady who died because she had had
Was she gay?
Transfusion. I'm not saying those are people. That's just that's hell. That is unfortunate. It's more than
unfortunate. But the point is, people whose sexual orientation is different than yours doesn't make them wrong.
There's something wrong there, and we need to study it.
Come on! There's something wrong.
No,
because it's a ridiculous premise.
No, I'm right. You just stay hang in there and keep.
Okay.
I learned all that by studying and working.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Whatever the Bible says, and don't forget to bake me those cookies.
Well.
And bless them, too, before you give them to me.
You're funny.
Okay?
Goodbye.
In God's name.
No, they need help.
People
need help.
Yeah, well, okay.
Okay, they need help.
Then doctor, cure thyself.
If you want to ruin your life, young people, just get into something weird.
Oh, okay. So, okay.
And
so,
walk out of a church.
Okay. Okay. So, if I told you I was gay, you'd say I was sick.
I'd say you needed some help.
Why?
Because that is not a good lifestyle.
Well, you're not gay. How would you know?
I've worked places where I've had patients and people I took care of. I'm around a lot of young people.
And you ask them if they're gay?
No, I don't like...
You go like, are you gay?
I don't like preachers condemning them, so I walked out of the church. They are sick. They need help.
Okay.
Jesus said that.
Oh, Jesus directly said that. Okay.
You bet he did.
Okay. Jesus said gay people need help.
You're darn right.
Okay.
He didn't approve of it.
Thank you, sister.
Bye.
Thank you. Amen. Say... Just 10 o'clock yet. John's just looking. I mean, we don't know what to say. Rose, we love you, but it's like, well, you're gay and lesbian, you're sick? Give me a break. Okay. Rosa Longmont, representing Focus on the Family. 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. How do you
follow that?
I don't know. I just want my cookies. That's what I want.
No doubt. I just want a glass of cold milk. Drive south on I-25, already a nightmare in a couple areas for you. First, from 58 to Spear, that's normally the case. And then once you get to the Narrows, you're going to hit bumper-to-bumper at Colorado. That's due to an accident up south of Handen. And start making your way over to the right-hand side as this is blocking the left-hand lane and shoulder. Also look out for a water main break at 23rd in Colorado and police activity at 18th in Washington. In the foothills, a crash on US 6 near Highway 119 just west of Golden. And back around the metro, look for small delays on southbound 225 at Colfax and again after Yosemite. In Commerce City, 270 starting to slow down for you around I-76 as you head east towards York Street. Today's forecast mostly sunny, a few afternoon clouds. It should be pretty nice, too. Highs in the lower 80s. Right now, 53 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Mario Solis Marich.
Today on the one and only Mario Solis Marich Show, comedian satirist Will Durst. He'll talk about his new book, The All-American Sport of Bipartisan Bashing.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can with a free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. Call 1-800-400-3613. What have you got to lose? Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-400-3613. That's 1-800-400-3613.
What if I said you could lower your cholesterol and support your energy levels simply by taking a multivitamin? Yeah, you'd be skeptical, right? We know it sounds too good to be true, so that's why we want to prove it to you with a free bottle of all-new Phytox Cardio. Phytox Cardio is a unique, revolutionary breakthrough because it contains the proven power of plant sterols. Plant sterols are clinically researched to lower your cholesterol naturally. Say goodbye to old-fashioned multivitamins without clinical science and say hello to Phytox Cardio from Purity Products. Find out how to get your free bottle today. Call 1-800-500-1093. Lower your cholesterol and support your energy. Yes, sure, you're skeptical. So discover it for yourself with a free, yes, a free bottle of Phytox Cardio. Try it before you buy it. You'll also receive a free bottle of Purity's famous pharmaceutical-grade fish oil, a $20 value. Limit one per household.
Call now, 1-800-500-1093. That's 1-800-500-1093.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're about to pay hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. Call now for your beautiful, free, full-color catalog, 1-800-600-4002. We ship top-quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the hardwood flooring Bob Vila installed in his home. Don't pay too much for hardwood flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now for your free color catalog. 1-800-600-4002. That's 1-800-600-4002.
Hoops in the Hood, the nation's first student-managed company, is now celebrating its 15-year anniversary. You can purchase all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian salad dressings at all major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Visit foodfromthehood.com for more information.
Are you into high-performance cars and trucks? Then check out the Gearhead Show every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 with Don Cypher and John Rush on AM 760. If you want the latest high-performance news and information, then don't miss the Gearheads. Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on AM 760.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive.
Don't you wish the whole media would just go away for a day? 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin Mulsey, sunny high today, 80. Now, the media is ginning up this whole thing about Obama. Oh, he's got another pastor problem because of Father Flagler and the radical remarks that Father Flagler has said about white entitlement. So is it going to hurt Barack Obama? I mean, I guess everybody who walks through the church's doors, Obama's responsible for that. Right? Okay. Here's Nanette Boulder. Nanette, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
I don't even know what to say after Rose. That seems like just generational ignorance.
Well, Rose is okay, I guess. You know, everybody has a right to their opinion.
Yeah. It's hard to believe that there's those opinions still out there in this day and age. I kind of want to divert a little bit away from Barack and just let people know about a couple of shelters. I know that you were talking about them yesterday morning, and I did not catch that. But there's a shelter, an animal shelter in Yoder that needs a lot of help. She is completely out of money, and she's at risk of losing her house, her property, and the kennels. And if that happens, she has bully breeds out there. There's 52 dogs, including three of her own companions. They'll take the dogs and they'll execute them right away because of their breed. And she is on her last leg, really and truly. So I'm trying to help her out. I've got something on my website. People can go there and donate to her.
What's your website?
It's nanettemartin.com. NanetteMartin.
Okay.
And then the other thing that we've got going on is June 8th. We're doing a fundraiser for Table Mountain Animal Shelter. That information is on my website, too. I'm a photographer. I'm a professional photographer. Shot a lot of disasters, and ever since Katrina, I've been helping out animal rescue with my work. So what we're going to do is people can bring their pets down there. I'll photograph them. They'll get a free print. I'm going to give 50% of the proceeds to the animal shelter.
Okay.
So, but I hope a lot of people just go read up on the Yoder facility. She is really down, really struggling. You can volunteer out there or help pay one of her bills or adopt a dog, foster a dog, whatever. These are great dogs. I know they're pit bulls, they're dogos, and they've got a bad reputation. But I've gone into every kennel that she's got out there with these dogs.
All right. Hey, Nanette, thank you. I appreciate you getting on the air and talking about it. Thanks, and have a good weekend.
Jay.
Okay. Got to run. All right, we're going to talk about Scott McClellan's book. Amanda Turkle will be here from the Center for American Progress, and we'll toss that around a little bit, plus take some more of your calls.
Hi, we're
back talking with Jennifer Ayers about the growing problem of caring for parents who live alone.
It's a tough situation. Often the kids are living in another city, or even if they're nearby, they can't be there, so they feel helpless and worried most of the time.
So what's the answer?
An emergency response service like LifePhone really helps.
How does LifePhone work?
Your loved one wears a waterproof pendant, and in an emergency, they just press the button.
Then what happens?
They're immediately connected with a LifePhone emergency care specialist.
You mean a real person answers?
A real trained person who knows their complete medical profile. They'll contact paramedics, fire department, police, a neighbor, and make sure that help arrives quickly.
LifePhone sounds like the perfect solution.
It really is. Call 1-800-900-1211 for a free brochure that shows how LifePhone can protect your loved one 24 hours a day.
Thanks, Jennifer. So, folks, if you're worried about a loved one who's living alone, call now for your free brochure about LifePhone. 1-800-900-1211. That's 1-800-900-1211.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sinatani. A part of New York City's Upper East Side looks like a disaster zone.
A whole lot of debris just floating down, papers and, you know, light objects.
Rescue workers on the scene are pulling people out of the wreckage from the latest in a series of construction accidents. WCBS helicopter traffic reporter Tom Kaminsky says a construction crane toppled onto a nearby high-rise apartment building.
Fire crews are still working down there at the site. They are, at this point, moving in very gingerly into that building, and certainly a lot of twisted steel, a lot of twisted metal and concrete that had come down from either one of these buildings.
WCBS TV is reporting two fatalities. The crane collapse in New York earlier this year took seven lives. The city's buildings commissioner was fired after that, and officials took a series of steps to improve construction safety. Same pulpit, different minister.
She wasn't the only one crying. There was a whole lot of white people crying.
Father Michael Flager, a Catholic priest and friend of Barack Obama, delivered a sermon last Sunday in Obama's Chicago church mocking Hillary Clinton and putting Obama in the middle of a new front-page brush fire over race, religion, and politics. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
This will remind people of Reverend Wright. The last thing Obama needs is any memory of Reverend Wright. He was probably the most inflammatory part of his entire campaign.
Obama calls Flager's sermon deeply disappointing. Democratic Party officials meet tomorrow to wrestle with a dispute over seating presidential delegates from Michigan and Florida. CBS campaign correspondent Jim Axelrod tells us whatever they do may not matter.
While Hillary Clinton's been trying to make this meeting very important in the eyes of Democratic voters, the reality is that nothing can happen, no matter how the delegates are divided. Even if they're divided according to her exact wishes, it still isn't going to cut in to Barack Obama's delegate lead.
A top hospital reportedly performed life-saving transplants on Japanese mobsters while hundreds of Los Angeles patients died waiting for donor organs. CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Four Japanese gang members got liver transplants at UCLA Medical Center between 2000 and 2004, according to the LA Times, citing anonymous sources. One, a gang leader who had been barred from entering this country but got a visa with the help of the FBI in exchange for information. Bioethicist Dr. Art Kaplan at the University of Pennsylvania says it raises questions.
We have to do a better job checking. You need to know who these people are who are coming in here.
It's not clear the hospital broke any laws by performing the surgeries. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The traffic, the smog, the price of gasoline. Commuters surveyed for an IBM Commuter Pain Index say they're fed up.
Driving increases their stress level. 28% feel angry behind the wheel.
IBM's Janet Caldo says Los Angeles has the worst problem. Breaking news on the economy. The government says income and consumer spending posted anemic gains in April. S&P futures are up 4 points. This is CBS News.
Buying a good used car is all about having the right information and facts. And if it's a Honda-certified used car, well, it just got a whole lot easier. Because now you can find out the history, mileage, and the price of the Honda you're looking for without leaving your home. Simply go online and search Google or Yahoo for Honda-certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make the right choice. Honda-certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Instead of paying more for car insurance, you'd rather pay less. Call you crazy, but for some strange reason, you like saving money. And guess what? With things like money-saving rates, multi-car discounts, and good driver discounts, GEICO's always looking for ways to lower what you pay for great car insurance. Huh. Guess you can call us crazy, too.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A state senator says focus on the family is using scare tactics in condemning a new law banning discrimination based on sexual orientation in housing and public accommodations. Governor Ritter signing that bill into law banning discrimination against gay, bisexual, and transgendered people in 23 areas. Focus on the Family says the new law signals the end of gender-specific restrooms and could let sexual predators go into women's bathrooms. And Colorado could become another Sodom and Gomorrah.
We will be come like West Hollywood and San Francisco, and not because the people want to become those places, but because the courts will enforce what this law means.
Democrat Jennifer Vega, who sponsored the bill, says there's nothing in that measure that would allow sexual predators to thrive. A record number of bloggers are getting credentials to cover the Democratic National Convention in Denver this summer. DNC says 124 bloggers have gotten the okay to be part of the news media. Unfortunately, the bloggers, along with the rest of the reporters, may not have too many parties to go to. The DNC cutting back on host parties for delegates and the press after learning they're still about $55 million short in donations to cover the cost of that get-together. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25 is getting slow as you're trying to get into the tech center. That due to an earlier crash, it's right around Hamden. Backups to Colorado and are growing underneath the bridges. There are some slight curiosity slowdowns on that northbound side. 270 is loading up, as is westbound 76, approaching 74 towards I-25. Now to the west, we've got big problems on US 6, this west of Golden, right around 119. Serious accident involving a semi. All lanes of US 6 are shut down. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's time to bring your garden to life at the Home Depot. Right now, add some color with a 10-inch annual hanging basket for only $9.97. The Home Depot has it all covered, from innovative outdoor storage solutions to affordable greenhouse kits. You're blooming year-round. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
This is nice. This is beautiful.
I'm so excited.
It's daring, but it's not over the top.
Exactly.
That old carpet had to go.
Ugh. Yeah.
I was never really fond of that color.
A simple replacement, and yeah, brand new.
It's time for wall-to-wall wow. Buy any carpet from the Home Depot's great selection of colors and styles and get basic installation in as many rooms as you want for just $199. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Let's step up to the plate and fix the problems instead of fear-mongering and arguing and name-calling and attacking and going crazy.
I don't know. Maybe I'm alone on this.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Dedicated to breaking the mass hypnosis and hysteria generated by the mainstream media. Jay Marvin here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, 707, 7 minutes after 7. Mostly sunny, high today, 80 degrees, much discussed. We talked about it yesterday and the day before. Scott McClellan's book, and boy, I'm telling you, the White House, let me put it this way. McClellan is beginning now to find out who his friends and who his enemies are. We're going to talk to Amanda Turkle. We've had her on the show before. She's the deputy research director at the American Progress and serves as managing editor of the Progress Report and thinkprogress.org. Amanda also has served as the Center Special Assistant for Strategic Planning. We've had her on before, and we're going to talk to her right now. Amanda, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, all right, McClellan's book. Boy, you get this. Why should we believe him? Because he didn't say anything at the time. He's a disgruntled employee. He's a known liar. I mean, you've heard all of this stuff. I mean, you've heard all of these assassinations, these character assassinations, and he was on Oberman last night for an hour. I thought he presented a pretty rational case.
Absolutely. I mean, he's known to be a liar, but it was always in favor of the Bush administration. He lied to defend his boss, President Bush. Now he's going the other way. And so that's why it's such an unbelievable case, because here is someone who was one of the closest people to President Bush, came with him from Texas, and now he's out criticizing. So that's why we have to kind of take it pretty seriously.
Yeah, his association with Bush goes back to, 1999 in the state, when he was governor of Texas.
Oh, he goes back very far. I mean, he was one of, you know, the people inside Bush's circle. I mean, I heard one reporter say that they could have believed Laura Bush writing this book before Scott McClellan. That's how close he was.
And yet he seems like somebody, at least when I saw last night, that he gets out of the bubble. He gets out of the whole culture of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, reflects back on what had gone on, reflects back on what he had done, and now seems like basically what he's done is he's just realizes what he did was wrong, and the people who claim that they knew him act like, well, people just don't do this when they do it all the time.
Well, many of these people saying that are still in the bubble. I mean, you know, it's one thing when you are working in the White House and in D.C., and everyone around you is saying the same thing and saying what you're doing is right, what you're saying is right, here are the facts, even if they're not the facts. When you step back and you get back into the real world with people who aren't there, you really look at how the rest of the world is seeing the White House, seeing President Bush. And you start to reevaluate what you did. And so I think that's what's happening with McClellan.
You know, the sad thing is, though, those people who are still left, who still back this administration,
it
won't make any difference how many books are written by how many ex-members of the administration. They're not going to accept it nor believe it.
Absolutely. Scott McClellan was on C-SPAN, the Washington Journal, this morning. And many people who called him were supportive, but quite a few were saying, how can you do this? President Bush is a great guy. You don't know what you're talking about. You just got a big book deal. So there are those people out there still.
And what do you say to those people? I mean, I was asking this yesterday. I've been asking forever. What do you say to these people who are still wrapped up in all of this?
Well, I mean, directly in response to the McClellan thing, I mean, I think these people really should look at the book and read the book. I mean, what... McClellan did not get a lot of money. From what I'm hearing, he got under $100,000, which is not, you know, a ton for this type of memoir. And, you know, people are saying that his publisher went through and rewrote it. Again, that's not true. McClellan wrote this book. He wasn't in it for the money. He was out there to reveal what happened. And so, you know, I mean, these people, McClellan was, you know, he was one of their guys. He was on their side, and now he's coming out. And so I think people should read it.
7:11, 11 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We have Amanda Turkle on the line with us. She's Deputy Research Director at the American Progress and serves as Managing Editor for the Progress Report and thinkprogress.org. That's the other thing, too, that struck me yesterday by seeing all these people who were beating him up. They basically haven't read the book.
Oh, of course not. Most people, I mean, most people probably haven't read anything but the news reports. I mean, quite honestly, a lot of people haven't read the book. I haven't read the book. It's not out yet. But what you can read are the excerpts that are online. You can listen to them on the talk shows rather than just reading what the White House is putting out as their talking points.
Yeah, I've ordered the book, and I definitely intend to read it. There's also a lot of us who sit back and say, well, wait a minute. This is no surprise what he's saying. We knew this all along.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's what a lot of people are saying, but on the...
Sunny, mild, and dry with a high of 81.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is proud to present the Peerless Diamond, the ideal cut diamond.
That's Jared!
The precision of the cut brings out the beauty of the diamond. That's why, since its creation almost 90 years ago, the Ideal Cut has been celebrated for its ability to bring out a diamond's radiance and fire. And the spectacular Peerless Diamond, available exclusively at Jared, represents the best of its kind. See for yourself why it's the ideal cut diamond.
It can only be Jared!
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com.
Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com.
itsmycarnow.com.
A gallon, and really for the first time in history, I think, Connecticut checks in now with the highest gas prices ever. And you know that when they change the blends this summer, you know that the prices of gas are going to go even higher. Now, if you're looking for more fuel efficiency, then you got to look for another car. And the place to get one is Rocky's Autos, the most unique car store along the Front Range. They've got all of these vehicles that get great gas mileage, like Volkswagens and Saabs and Hondas and Toyotas and Nissans and Mazdas and Fords and Chevys and just about everything you can think of. Plus, they have their matching down incentive, which will also give your strained bank account a little bit of a rest. And they want to see your trade-in, too, which can also work to your benefit. Plus, they have a huge selection and more things coming every single day. So if you want to deal with people who are passionate about what they're selling and you also want to get a good deal, plus you want to cut down on the amount of gas you're using and be able not to get robbed at the gas pump every time you got to fill up, then the place to go is Rocky's Autos. They're open tonight until 9, and they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They've been through all the ups and downs, and they've seen all the twists and turns. And I'll tell you something. You don't get to stick around that long in the auto business unless you play the game straight up, and they do. Rocky's Autos, check them out, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can with a free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. Call 1-800-400-3613. What have you got to lose? Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-400-3613. That's 1-800-400-3613.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hood from the Hood, the nation's first student-managed company, is now celebrating its 15-year anniversary. You can purchase all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian salad dressings at all major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Visit foodfromthehood.com for more information.
I love talking to people. I love the callers.
Mario Solis Merritt.
Whether they agree with me or disagree with me, I love interacting with the callers, hearing what's on their mind, and getting their opinions. Talk radio is a vehicle for change. This year, unlike any other year, and I think from this year forward, talk radio listeners understand that their voice is being heard. They are in the catbird seat when it comes to creating change.
The Mario Solis Merritt Show, afternoons 4 to 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Turk would have to somehow, some way, sneak in some Primus. And he did. 722, 22 minutes after 7. Good morning, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today, 80. Yesterday, the Colorado Court of Appeals affirmed a precedent-setting ruling that promotes greater transparency in campaign finance spending by affirming that political committees are liable for skirting the law. And we're going to talk to our old friend from Ethics Watch, Chantel Taylor. She's the executive director. Go to coloradoforethics.org. And Chantel, good morning, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Boy, I think the biggest thing that most people, if you ask them about, I think if they sit and think about it, is transparency in politics. And talk a little bit about what this ruling was, what it was about, and why you guys went to court over this.
Well, this is a great day for campaign finance law, and here's why. This case that we filed in 2006 against a political committee, Committee for the American Dream, which is the political committee of the Colorado Association of Home Builders, Committee for the American Dream bought all these television ads attacking now State Representative John Kafalas, in House District 52. They bought all these political ads, and they didn't file any electioneering communication reports. Well, they argued that they didn't have to file the electioneering communication reports because they were in the business of producing political ads, and there's a little exception in the filing requirements for electioneering communications. It says that if you're in the business of broadcasting or if it's in the scope of your business that you publish or broadcast ads, then you don't have to file. Well, what this could have done is opened up a huge loophole. Imagine if any political group could say, well, it's our business to you know, buy these attack ads. Then so we don't have to file our disclosures. We don't have to tell who our donors are. We don't have to tell how much money we spend because we're in the business of doing this. What this business exemption is meant for is the television station or the newspaper who publishes the ad. It's not meant for those who buy it. And so we filed this lawsuit to close up that potential loophole. And we won. We won at the administrative level when we filed the campaign finance complaint. And then Committee for the American Dream, convinced that they could pursue their loophole mission at the Court of Appeals through their attorney, Scott Gessler, filed an appeal. And the decision that came out yesterday said, absolutely not. This is not what campaign finance law means. If we had adopted Committee for the American Dream's interpretation of the law, then it would have frustrated the very purpose of campaign finance law. So that's why I say it was a great day for government transparency or transparency in campaign finance law, because now political committees, they're going to be held accountable if they try to skirt the law like this again.
Okay, so now, going into this election cycle, you know as well as I do that the 527s, which are not supposed to be connected to the candidates, and often you can't figure out where the funding's coming from or who's involved in what, and I point out the notorious Trailhead Group, which had to change its name several times, and you never could get an exact... Well, all right, here's one. You know, who's funding this this so-called right-to-work law, which is really a right-to-work for less... Who's funding that? I mean, how do you find out where that money is coming from on that particular initiative, and does this court decision affect that?
Well, I think what this court decision does, the way it impacts that, it says that nobody is above the law. Nobody can, you know, so long as there's groups like us out there holding them accountable and filing the lawsuits and pointing it out anyway, nobody can claim that this exception or any other excuses them from the strict disclosure laws. So 527s, just like political committees now, are required to file disclosures with the Secretary of State's office.
How about people who are buying ads in support of initiatives?
Well, yeah, I mean, this could all fall under, and absolutely, the issue committees and political committees, small donor committees, all the different kinds of committees, that would include initiatives, are required to file disclosures. And we scour, you know, the disclosure reports, you know, on each of the quarterly filings, and then the filing requirements will speed up as it gets closer to the election. They'll become more frequent. So we scour those. There are other groups also doing that. And that's why, you know, I encourage people to go to our website at coloradoforethics.org. And if you see something, if you see an ad that looks suspicious, if you see any, or if you hear of any funding or you notice in the campaign finance disclosure reports yourself an indiscrepancy, send us a tip. Let us know what you see.
Yeah, I'd like to know who's backing that right-to-work initiative. I'd like to know where the money is coming to pay people to collect signatures, and if they run any ads on it, I'd like to know who's involved in that so we can find that out and get that information to the public.
Yeah, absolutely, and that information is available through their disclosures, and we can take a look at that. I think, Jay, the important thing in this election cycle for everyone, your listeners and groups like us, I mean, the important thing is to stay vigilant and hold all these groups accountable for staying with the law, for following the law, because what we found, you know, we just opened our doors in August of 2006, and we filed this lawsuit around that, shortly after that, and what we found is that these groups thought, well, hey, nobody's really looking. Nobody's really going to be, nobody's really going to tell if we didn't file this one little report. Well, if we keep looking and if we keep calling them out when they don't file their reports, that's really how campaign finance law is enforced, through these sort of citizen actions and private enforcement actions.
All right, I tell you what, I want to make a deal with you if you want to take the time to do it. If you want to, and we can get together off the air about this. If you want to take the time to look up some of these major players, their funding, some of these major organizations and their funding, we'll have you back on the air to talk about who these folks are and who funds what. How about it?
Absolutely.
All right. Chantel, thank you. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Jay. It's always my pleasure.
All right. Well, now, see if we can get to the bottom of who funds what and put that stuff out on the table. Because you know there's going to be a lot of 527s and there's going to be a lot of ballot initiatives where there's going to be a lot of advertising going on, and you're not going to know who's involved with who and what's involved with what. And now, because of this, we're in a situation where, absolutely, we can find this information out. Speaking of finding information out, Bob Schaefer has got a new round of questions to answer. Oil boy Bob is back on the spotlight, or underneath the hot light, I guess, to answer some questions about some things that have gone on. And maybe most of the media today are not going to raise these questions, but I'm going to get together with Michael Huttner, and we're going to talk. He's from Progress Now, of course, the executive director of Progress Now. And we're going to get together, and we're going to discuss Mr. Schaefer and Mr. Schaefer's role as the former president of the National Alternative Fuel Foundation. That's the NAFF, and we'll talk about that coming up. 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, and of course we assume that Mr. Schaefer will not answer. What we will get is we'll get Dick Wadhams, and he'll say the same thing that he always says. Well, it's all the fault of big labor and bolder liberal Mark Udall, who really lives in Colorado Springs.
El Dorado Springs,
Dick.
Zip.
Richard Wadd.
Zip Wadd.
Yeah, Zip Wadd. 7:31, 31 minutes after the hour. John with traffic.
Emergency crews still working an accident on southbound I-25 near Hamden. Traffic is barely moving from Broadway up to 225. Broadway will be a good alternate for you, so if you can jump off either there or Santa Fe, you should be in good shape. A little better speeds, but southbound 25 also nasty downtown from 58 to Spear. Speeds barely hitting the teens there. And in the West Metro, US 6 shut down in both directions between highways 58 and 119. That's due to a crash there in Clear Creek Canyon. Elsewhere, traffic a little lighter than normal, as is the case on most Friday mornings. Today's forecast mostly sunny with a few afternoon clouds. High should be in the lower 80s. Right now, 57 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get to your local Volvo dealer today and lease the Mudfest SUV of the year, the 2008 Volvo XC70 3.2 all-wheel drive.
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com. itsmycarnow.com.
Coverage. I'll commit a felony and go to jail. I'll have dental, vision, everything.
So while I work and pay taxes for your health care, I can't afford my own?
Forget jail. Let's go to the health care event this Saturday afternoon in Englewood, sponsored by Be the Change USA and Healthcare for All Colorado. These people are committed to health care for everyone.
Google Be the Change USA to sign up online.
7:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Hey, let the experts at BAC help you transform your kitchen from boring to amazing with the best appliances and the best selection in Colorado. BAC has been Colorado's leading provider of luxury appliances since 1993 with brands such as Sub-Zero, Wolf, Jenner, Miele, Gaggenau, Decor, KitchenAid, and much, much more. And their highly trained experts will match your exact needs and will help you fulfill your dreams. Their state-of-art showrooms in Denver, Fort Collins, and Boulder feature an array of beautifully designed kitchen displays, many of which are fully operational. I mean, you can go there and check them out and try them out and enjoy a cappuccino and learn about the latest appliance innovations and how they can significantly enhance your life, add value to your home, and nurture your passion for cooking. At BAC, you'll experience the finest in luxury appliances that will innovate, modernize, and stylize your life. Simply put, BAC represents the best appliances in Colorado. Visit 4BAC.com for store locations or call 303-789-9945. That's 303-789-9945 for more information. Tell them that J. Marvin sent you. BAC, Colorado's leading provider of luxury appliances. And don't forget, Curtis Stone, star of TV hit show Take Home Chef, is coming to Denver June the 20th. Here's your chance to meet a world-famous cook. Who knows? Maybe he may even pick you out and call you up to help him assist. Curtis Stone is a regular on the Today Show, has been on Oprah, and was named by People Magazine as one of the sexiest emerging stars in America. The event is going to be held at Builder Appliance Center, BAC's Inglewood Showroom headquarters, and is surely going to sell out. There's limited seating available, so call 303-641-7504. That's 303-641-7504.
AutoZone. Want your car to shine from top to bottom, but don't want to spend a lot of cash? Get in the zone. AutoZone is your wash and wax headquarters. And right now at AutoZone, buy two select Eagle One products and get $10 back. That's right, $10. It's a mail-in rebate. See store for details. AutoZone has everything you need to keep your car or truck looking great. So don't put it off. Get to AutoZone, look sharp, and save some cash today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
We don't get many second chances. This one could save your life. A TIA, or transient ischemic stroke, is a mini stroke. Symptoms usually go away within 24 hours and you feel fine again. But if you don't get to a stroke center or hospital fast, you risk a full-fledged stroke that can change your life forever. Don't take that chance. Contact National Stroke Association at 1-800-STROKES or visit stroke.org and find out more about recognizing stroke symptoms fast. Do it now, while there's still time.
Well, the first days are the hardest days. Don't you worry anymore. 'Cause when life looks like easy street, there is danger at your door. Think this through with me.
I like a little 10 in the morning. 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. Uh-oh, looks like oil boy Bob has got more questions to answer. Of course, we never got an answer for the $13,000 Marianas Islands junket. Now, there is something else going on, and we're going to talk to our good friend, Executive Director of Progress Now, Michael Huttner. I believe I'm doing going to be part of a fundraiser, too, for Progress Now next Wednesday. I think that's June the 4th. Am I right about that, Michael? Is it next Wednesday?
That's right. Wednesday from 5:30 to 7 at the Uptown Tavern in Denver.
And talk a little bit, before we get into this other thing, talk a little bit about that. And anybody can show up?
That's right. Anybody can show up. If you want to, people can go to our website, progressnowaction.org, and RSVP now. Or if they need to or they want to, they can show up at the door next Wednesday evening. We'd love to have as many people there as possible to get a chance to discuss with you and lots of other progressives across the area, you know, and meet them. And really, quite frankly, it's just to have a good time, you know, have a drink and relax as the summer's starting.
Yeah, and get to know each other, and we can we'll prove that we're not the only Martians on the block, that there's other people like us.
That's right. That's
so it's
right.
A place to, you know, come and have fellowship, or is that humanship, and basically hang out. And I'll be there. And thank God it only goes until, what, 7 o'clock?
That's right. Just a happy hour, 5:30 to 7. We're calling it the Progressival, and people can go to Progress Now Action and just sign up. It's just, I believe we have, if you sign up by tomorrow, it's $15, and we'd love to have as many people there as possible.
Yeah, it's a low-rate fundraiser for a worthwhile organization. So please, everybody come out and join us next Wednesday. That's June the 4th.
And wire fraud of the federal government. Specifically, he had applied for money for, quote-unquote, some sort of vapor combustion research to the Environmental Protection Agency, when, in fact, he did none of this research, as he had claimed. And he just got found guilty of literally about 20 different charges. And what makes it so interesting is Bob Schaefer, was the director of this organization, oversaw this person who was just found guilty of all these charges during part of the time that this activity was happening the end of 2004 and the start of 2005. And and we're calling on Bob Schaefer immediately to tell us what he knew of this criminal activity, or, just as important, what he should have known as being the director of this organization during that time period.
Yeah, he was called to testify in this trial but didn't have to testify. But what this calls into is it calls into question his management skills. Because wasn't this guy working directly under him?
That's right. He and Bob Schaefer, in his own disclosures, says he was the director of this organization where this president conducted these, now he's a convicted felon, these criminal activities. And you hit it. You know, this is a Bob Schaefer, if he has experience or wants to share that he has real experience in oversight, and certainly, you know, there's oversight in a lot of elected office, yet he was the chair for months and never knew, or claims he never knew. He might have known. We believe he actually might have known, or he certainly should have known, of all this criminal activity that was happening right under his nose.
Well, there's another thing going on here, too, and that is that this guy, Scott Shires, who served on this NAFF board, was also the campaign treasurer for Schaefer's 2006 campaign for the State Board of Education, correct?
That's right, and that's a key point, because what Schaefer's trying to do is he's trying to hide behind his campaign manager now and claim that as soon as he heard anything in early 2005 about problems with this organization that he was the director, he had nothing to do with these people ever again. Well, the truth of the matter is less than a year after he then got off of that board, he then hired, he had Scott Shires, who was a fellow board member and has also been convicted or in a plea agreement, to be the treasurer of his campaign. So he kept a relationship with these people, even, you know, which goes against his alibi of saying, I had nothing to do with these people once I found out.
So why doesn't the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News and Channel 7, Channel 9, why don't they bring this up so people can know who they're voting for here?
You know, this is exactly kind of hits a key issue, and that is Big Oil Bob Schaefer, rather than basically speaking with the press and the public, he continues to hide behind his press people and his campaign manager. And that's we today are really going to push the press and really push Schaefer to stop hiding behind his spin doctors and people that really don't know his involvement with this organization where the president's now been convicted of these felonies, and actually speak firsthand to what happened. And we're hoping that the press really pushes him on this and tries to find out, you know, did you know of this criminal, you know, did you take part in this criminal activity? And if not, should you known of it? It's one thing they know whether he took part, but even if he didn't take part, and we think he might have, that he probably either knew or should have known that as the director of this organization, he had these crimes going on right under his nose.
7:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we've got the executive director of Progress Now, Michael Huttner, with us. We're talking about Oil Boy Bob or Big Oil Bob or whatever you want to call Bob Schaefer. And the latest development here in Schaefer's kind of murky past in which... Yeah, how do you pull all this apart? He was the head of this now-defunct organization called the National Alternative Fuel Foundation, which in itself sounds kind of weird, and that the people who were working under him had been found guilty of felony charges, including submitting false documents to the EPA to obtain an over $1 million in energy research funds. Now Schaefer claims that he had nothing to do with these folks once he found out things went south. Yet it turns out one of the people involved in this, Scott Shires, was his campaign treasurer for his 2006 campaign for State Board of Education. So he's not being totally candid. Now, you know what the problem here is? The problem here is that the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post won't push him on this. 9, 7, and 4 won't push him on this. And you know, because this is the kind of guy that, well, this is what goes on in debates, okay? You know this is going to happen. When Congressman Udall and Congressman Schaefer get together for a debate, Congressman Udall is not going to go after Bob Schaefer on this because, you know, that kind of stuff doesn't go on. So what we end up getting is Dick Wadhams parroting forth these usual talking point slogans, and we get Bob Schaefer basically hiding behind Dick Wadhams, and we don't get an answer as to what Schaefer knows and about his management ability and what he knew, what was going on. So how do we get an answer out of him?
Yeah, that's right. And I think this is, to be fair, I think any candidate that's running for office, if they have very specific information that only they can answer, I mean, it's one thing to say, here's his position on transportation, or here's his position on Medicare. But when it's a specific set of circumstances, for example, Bob Schaefer's either knowledge or what he should have known about the criminal activity of an organization that he was the director of back in 2004, 2005, he needs to come out and speak on that himself. He can't hide behind people when he's the only one that really knows whether he took part in any of this criminal activity or whether he should have known about it. And that's why we're really, pushing Bob Schaefer to come straight with the press and tell us what he knows rather than hiding, as you point out, rather than hiding behind his campaign manager and press people.
What happens if somebody says to you, okay, Michael, what you're doing here is guilt by association. What would your answer be?
Let's hear it from Bob Schaefer. He was the director of the organization. We've been holding on this because until this court found, this person was innocent until, proven otherwise. But now he's been convicted, and it's not just one or two counts. It's 20 different counts of both felony and misdemeanors, and this activity was clearly partially under the time that Bob Schaefer was the director of this organization. So now the burden shifts to Bob, Big Oil Bob, to tell us what did he know or should have he known about this now. It's not just alleged criminal activity. It's clear criminal activity. This guy is a convicted criminal. It was the head of this organization, and he's going to be sentenced in the fall to up to 20 years in jail.
All right, so what it does is it calls into question Bob Schaefer's management style, and also it calls into question his candor, correct?
That's right. That's
all right.
Exactly right.
If people want to find out more about this and what you guys are up to, where do they go?
Check out the Denver Post this morning, but also go to progressnowaction.org, and we're going to be posting on this morning. And certainly, if anybody has tips on anything related to Bob Schaefer, we're always open if they could email us at progressnowaction.org or simply give us a ring at our headquarters. We're looking to really find out exactly what happened here, and we're not getting it from Bob Schaefer. So we need to, rely on your listeners and the public to basically try to get to the bottom of this.
Well, we'll place yet another call to Bob's campaign office, but like before, we'll probably just never get an answer back, but we'll at least try. Michael, we'll have you on again real soon. As a matter of fact, we'll have you on again next week to promote this thing coming up on Wednesday. Thanks, and I urge everybody to go to progressnowaction.org. Thank you, Michael Huttner. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right, there's Michael Huttner. All right, check this out about Oil Boy Bob, because he's being less than candid about this stuff. And once again, another question here about his management ability. And this is a guy who wants to be your U.S. Senator. 7:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. He may not want to be your traffic reporter, but he is your traffic reporter. Mm-hmm. By popular acclamation, ladies and gentlemen, we elect John Turk to that position.
Popular vote, won the popular vote by 90%.
Yes.
It was either me or you.
Well, kind of like Michigan and Florida, I'm not aware that my name was even on the ballot
right.
In Michigan.
No, I think you're doing this, right? Southbound I-25 moving just a tad better after crews have finally moved that accident off the highway near Hamden. Still have stop-and-go light conditions from Broadway up to I-225, so Broadway or Santa Fe might be good alternates for you. Southbound 25 also struggling in Thornton and Northland, as well as downtown between 58th and 20th. In Commerce City, westbound 76 and eastbound 270 moving pretty slowly, as is southbound 225 from Colfax to Alameda, and again after Yosemite. Near Golden, U.S. 6 closed due to a crash blocking both lanes between Highway 58 and 119. Also getting reports of a new crash westbound I-70 at 270. It's sitting on the right-hand shoulder. Off the highways, one crash at Dartmouth and Buckley Road. Today's forecast, mostly sunny and mild and dry. Look for a high of 81 degrees. Currently 60 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Commuting to a bad job can cause road rage. This is followed by parking rage, then elevator rage, then cubicle rage, then cough.
Hi, Lloyd and Floyd here, the unofficial ambassadors of speed at Miller Motorsports Park in Tooele. Today, Floyd has challenged me to a gentleman's race around this world-class track while riding Bessie and Gertrude. Okay, Floyd, start racing when I count to three.
Yep.
It's the Hans Free Superbike World Championship Trifecta SD USA Round, plus the Honda Summit of Speed, featuring the AMA Superbike Championship, May 29th through June 1st. For tickets, call 435-277-RACE or go to MillerMotorsportsPark.com.
60 Colorado's Progressive Talk.
And just when you thought things couldn't get worse, elect John McCain and watch a Great Depression and World War III begin.
Hey, check it out. You know who's joining us? The star of one of the greatest sitcoms of all time, Roseanne. It's Roseanne. Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. What's new with you?
Well, I'm very excited because I'm back in Vegas doing my stand-up comedy show at the Sahara.
Ah, that must be great getting back in front of a live audience.
Well, it's the thing I like most doing. I mean, you know, I like not having people in suits tell me what I can and can't say or threatening to sue me.
Yeah, that's not too good. But tell us about the show.
Well, I basically talk about the same subjects that I talked about on the Roseanne show. Of course, now it's been so many years later, I'm talking about getting old and, you know, raising teenagers that are in their 30s. You know, and I'm talking to the audience a lot and then just having a ball.
Well, that's great, but why Vegas?
Why Vegas? Are you kidding me? Because it's awesome.
Okay, that was a silly question, but I would love to get out to Vegas to check out your new show.
Well, good. Do check me out. Come and see me. But check this out, because I've got something for your listeners. And I'm putting my name on it, so you know it's not BS.
Well, I like the sound of that. What do you got for us?
One of my show sponsors, Tahiti Village Resorts, is allowing me to give away 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas, and you don't have to pay a dime for it.
Wow, 3 days and two nights in Vegas? Comped?
Yeah, the people who call the number I'm about to give are going to get rooms for 3 days and two nights in Vegas, and the tab goes to Tahiti Village.
Nice. Well, you got to give me the number.
You ready to copy it down?
Yep.
Okay, here's the number. 877-88-GO-NOW.
877-88-GO-NOW?
Yep, you got it.
All right, I'm putting that in my phone so I can get one of these Vegas getaways.
Well, remember, I only have a limited amount of rooms.
Oh, I see. So everybody should call right now.
Uh-huh.
All right, give us the number again just to be sure.
877-88-GO-NOW. Now.
Got it.
Oh, and hey, when you call, ask how you can receive tickets to my show.
Thanks, Roseanne.
Gotta go. So many buffets, so little time.
This promotion sponsored by Tahiti Village.
7:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Okay, now we're going to visit with one of my favorite people from Presidential Brokerage, Mike Spear, Executive Vice President. Mike.
Hey, how do I follow Roseanne Barr, brother?
You know, that's really a good question. I'm not sure how to follow her either. Well, let's follow the money trail. Maybe that's a better way to put it. How does the market look this morning?
Well, the Dow is up 11.5 points right now, Jay. NASDAQ Composite's up 10.5. The S&P's up 2.5. And the Russell's up, the Russell's actually down a point, believe it or not. And as you know, we've seen a pretty good move this week. The Dow for the week before today was up 166 points. The S&P's up 22 points. And the NASDAQ for the week's up 64 points. What does that mean to us? It means that at least in the last week, we've seen a move to tech stocks. You really need to be studying where the action is in the market. As you know, Jay, you want to be going where the money's going. As you say, follow the money and be there early in the game. And certainly at least this week, we've seen a move in the tech sector. And last night after the market, Dell reported better-than-expected earnings. That kind of reinforces that. There might be some opportunities there, but you got to know which ones to pick, because some are pigs and some aren't.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. The other thing is barrel oil this morning.
Oil was up 95 cents. To $127.57, but it was down $4.40 yesterday. So if we go up 95 cents and down $4.40, I like that new trend. I hope it continues. It's nice to be down from that 136, 137 level down to 127. It certainly is only a small beginning, but it is a good start. Hopefully we'll continue with that trend, Jay.
Well, you know what? I hope so, too. All right. For those of us who want to get a good start and continue on a good trend onto the future, tell us what Presidential Brokerage can do for us.
You know, anything that any other brokerage does for you, we can do. And my personal opinion is we'll do it better. We'll do it on a more personal level. We're real approachable people. We can talk about the market to you. and share with you what we think is going on, and hopefully you can take advantage of it and make additional money and get less risk. So if you're not getting what you want at your current brokerage, or you want to see, hey, am I missing out on something, stop by for a cup of coffee. You've done that, Jay, and see what we've got going on here. If there's a good match, great. If there's not, hey, no hard feelings.
Yeah, and you guys are great to hang out with. All right, people want to call for more information. Phone number?
303-749-2770. A special line just for your listeners, 303-749-2770. And you won't go to a call center in another country or in another state. You'll come right here to our offices at the tech center, and you can talk to any one of our people. You can talk to me. You can talk to Jason, any one of our people.
All right. Michael, have yourself a good weekend, and we'll talk about it on Monday.
All right, pal. We'll do. Have a good weekend.
All right. See you later. There's Michael Spear. Presidential Brokerage is the name. 303-749-2770 is the number to call.
This is nice. This is beautiful.
I'm so excited.
It's daring, but it's not over the top.
Exactly.
That little carpet had to go.
Yeah.
I was never really fond of that color.
A simple replacement, and yeah, brand new.
It's time for wall-to-wall wow. Buy any carpet from the Home Depot's great selection of colors and styles and get basic installation in as many rooms as you want for just $199. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Oh, I got to remind you guys of something real quick. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a progressive talk, mostly sunny, high today 80. The world's smartest man, David Sirota. We're not going to have him in today because he's on his book tour, but... However, if you go to the Comedy Channel today, all day today on the Comedy Channel, wherever the Colbert Report runs, David Sirota's on there, and you can see the interview for yourself. Colbert doesn't exactly allow David too much time to talk, but. If you've never seen what David looks like, and I've only heard him on the radio, you can check him out. He is promoting his new book, which is a page-turner. Well, that's a cliche, isn't it? All right, let me put it this way. Mary was reading it, and she was both engrossed in it, and she was also laughing out loud when she was reading it. It is a really, really good book. It's called The Uprising. And you can get it now at The Tattered Cover. You can get it now at Barnes & Noble. You can go online and get it at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or Powell's Books. And am I giving David a free commercial? Yes, I am. But the book is worth reading. And if you didn't see David on the Colbert Report, it runs all day today until, like, I think around midnight, our time, tonight. So... get home and DVR to watch it later, or catch it today, or catch it this afternoon sometime. And it's always great to have somebody who's an integral part of the show on the mass media like that. The world's smartest man, David Sirota, on the Colbert Report. Check it out. Or go to Comedy Central's website, and you can see it there, too. Christy Harvey, up next. Stick around.
Imagine being John McCain's vice presidential candidate. You got to crisscross the country with that man who has to stop every 20 minutes to go to the bathroom.
John, we told you to go before we left.
Randy Rhoads, today at 1.
I did. In fact, I'm going right now.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you're a small business owner, you remember it well. That day you sat down, pulled out a notepad and a double XL cup of coffee and pondered one thought. Someday, I'll be my own boss. Someday, I'll make the big decisions. Someday, I'll have the best hair salon, deli, or bookstore in town. And look at you. You've done it. But now, all those old someday's have been replaced by a whole other list of someday's. Like, someday we've got to find a bigger warehouse. Or, someday we'll manage our cash flow better. Maybe not as exciting, but just as important. That's why at Wells Fargo, we offer all kinds of solutions to help you meet your business needs today. From loans and lines of credit to automated payroll and innovative cash management solutions. After all, we are experienced professionals who will understand your needs and help you find just the right solution. Seize your someday. Call, click, or stop by today and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about how we can help your business. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Turn to the left. with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. It's happened again here in New York, another deadly crane collapse.
I heard a loud, thunderous noise.
It hit the building. Terraces came down. Just a big noise, big bang sort.
CBS's Steve Kathan is live at the scene on New York's Upper East Side. Steve, what's the latest?
Well, Frank, what's left of the crane is in pieces in the middle of the street, debris all around it. Eyewitnesses say it apparently swung from one side of the street to the other, crashing into a 23-story apartment building. There's heavy damage to the penthouse floor. One man who lives there says pipes burst and windows shattered. Balconies were clipped off on the floors below as the crane came crashing down, and word of at least one dead here, Frank.
Records show that neighbors have filed 24 complaints since work began at the construction site last fall. A crane collapsed 2 miles away in March, killed 7 people. Structural engineer Gene Corley says nothing any city does can do away with construction dangers.
They can be minimized. I don't think you can ever eliminate them completely.
Barack Obama is trying to distance himself from another controversial Chicago minister, Catholic priest Michael Flager.
I'm white! I'm entitled! There's a black man stealing my show!
Obama says he's deeply disappointed by the sermon Flager delivered last Sunday at Obama's Chicago church, mocking Hillary Clinton. The Politico's Mike Allen says the new controversy echoes the uproar over comments on race by Obama's former pastor, Jeremiah Wright.
This could hurt Obama because the Republicans' whole case against him is you can't trust him, you don't really know who he is.
A government report shows weak growth in April personal income and consumer spending. Finance professor Peter Sperling says the economy is barely keeping its head above water.
The good news is that price increases are being held to a very modest level so far. The bad news is that consumer incomes adjusted for inflation are simply level, not increasing, so standards of living are stagnating.
The price of fuel is putting a big squeeze on school districts. CBS's Jim Crisula has that.
School systems are struggling to hold down fuel costs. Here in North Carolina, one school district has cut back on field trips. In Mississippi, many high school teams are playing fewer games to keep the buses from rolling. In Minnesota, a superintendent plans on going to a 4-day school week to cut fuel expenses. In Tennessee, one school system saved $23,000 in fuel cost by not running its buses the last day of classes.
Awful traffic jams, annoying pollution, and the price of gas may be the straw that broke the commuter's back. A commuter pain index released by IBM shows drivers have reached the breaking point.
35% decided not to make a trip, whether that was to go shopping or whatever.
IBM's Janet Caldo. In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 7.5 points, but the NASDAQ Composite Index is up almost 9. This is CBS News.
Hey, what's that?
It's a Garmin Nuvi.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
What do you mean, thanks?
Well, a Nuvi personal navigator is a great graduation gift.
Not so fast, sport. A Garmin Nuvi is also a great Father's Day gift.
But I'll be going away to school. I could really use a Nuvi.
Okay, listen. Who is always getting lost?
Oh, yeah. Right. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
So, what's it doing in your mom's car?
For details, navigate to Garmin.com. Follow the leader.
When peanuts are kettle roasted, they're extra crunchy, like Planters Kettle Roasted Peanuts. Here to explain, kettle expert Dagmar the Witch.
To make extra crunchy peanuts, you must first prepare your kettle.
Well, that sounds reasonable.
With a fat rendered from boiling children!
Help! Dagmar, we just want to make the peanuts extra crunchy, not the...
Into the kettle, you crunchy, crunchy brat!
No children were harmed in the making of Planters Extra Crunchy Kettle Roasted Peanuts.
Drop that kid, Dagmar!
Planters, instinctively good.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A possible breakthrough in one of Denver's highest profile murders. A recently discovered letter could link a Denver gang member with the New Year's Eve shooting of Bronco Darrant Williams. A man who was recently jailed with a suspect intercepted a letter containing details and a confession from the alleged shooter. He turned that letter over to the Rocky Mountain News. Newspaper's editor isn't worried about the news jeopardizing Willie Clark's chances for a fair trial.
There were a number of people in the car from which the bullets were fired, and so I believe there's other ways of corroborating evidence. However, this is potentially very incriminating because it comes from the individual himself.
John Temple says their source also turned over the evidence to police and prosecutors. Newspaper also hired a handwriting expert to authenticate that letter. Opponents of a right-to-work initiative are suing to block it from appearing on the November ballot. Opponents allege fraud by supporters gathering signatures to get that measure on the ballot. And as Denver Hospital has settled a lawsuit filed by the family of a woman who died in jail after being released from the hospital with internal injuries that went undetected. An attorney for the family of Emily Rice says Denver Health Medical will pay several million dollars to her family. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Crews have cleaned up a crash southbound I-25 near Hampton, but the leftover delays are stretching all the way underneath the bridges back towards Lincoln. Drive between downtown and the tech center is still going to take about 20 to 30 minutes. Northbound side is also heavy, but not as slow. Speeds are dipping on 225 in the southbound side, I-70 past Colfax in that usual spot. Traffic building on C-470 traveling eastbound to the west of Golden, U.S. 6, closed between 58 and 119. That due to accident cleanup off the highways. Water main break, 23rd and Colorado, there's an accident involving a pedestrian. It's in the tech center, Union and Yosemite. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You've heard about King Super's $4 generic prescription program. Well, now you can get 90-day supplies of the...
Everyone's green these days, but we can always learn more. The Sustainable Living Online Expo is coming to AM 760 with local speakers, green businesses, and forums to share your ideas. If you want to be on the green team, call 303-713-8595 for more information.
Less. Call now for your beautiful free full-color catalog. 1-800-600-4002. We ship top-quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the hardwood flooring Bob Vila installed in his home. Don't pay too much for hardwood flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now for your free color catalog. 1-800-600-4002. That's 1-800-600-4002.
You know how badly I want to scream?
Can I just do that to make myself feel better?
And once I hang up.
Just hold the phone away.
No, I'm going.
The president is a damn liar!
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I really shouldn't have done that to her. But it's totally complete frustration, I admit it. 8:07, it's after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 80 degrees, and it's Friday, and it's 8 o'clock, and you know what that means. It's our weekly visit with Center for American Progress's Christy Harvey. She's Director of Strategic Communications at the Center and serves as Editor of Mic Check, a daily preparation service for radio producers and talk show hosts, which provides a progressive take on the news, politics, and the world of entertainment. Christy is also a co-founder and formerly served as co-editor of the CAP's daily newsletter, The Progress Report. You can check her work out at micheckradio.org and americanprogress.org. And Christy was one of the first to ever sign the J. Marvin Facebook page.
I was, wasn't I?
Yeah, and I understand from, it was either you or David Sirota, that you guys were hanging out together here at the Media Reform Conference here a couple of days ago?
I not me.
I thought he put up there that you guys were at that thing together.
No, I was in Waldorf, Maryland at a minor league baseball game for my birthday.
Oh, so somebody put false information.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, it's kind of cool to hang out with me. Maybe he's just trying to up his street cred. I don't know.
did you even go to that conference?
No, I did not.
Why was your name associated with that?
I have absolutely no idea.
I sound like the House Un-American Activities Committee. Have you now or have you ever been? Okay, well, anyway, that's what the thing, you know, the little bulletin things, and when you update your deal, it comes through.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to get to the bottom of this Facebook mystery. My goodness.
Yes. So if anybody out there has a Facebook account and you want to join Christy or myself, just go to our Facebook pages and sign up, and we'll accept you as a friend, because after all, we'll accept anybody.
We're equal opportunity friends.
That's right. We want to get as many people as we can.
I'm about to put some new pictures up from my birthday week. So,
are you?
Yeah, we had a great time.
Oh, cool. I can't wait to see those.
It's so nice to play midweek hooky, except I come back, and my birthday present to myself was no news. I'm not going to listen to the news. I'm not going to watch the news. I'm banned from newspapers. And then, of course, this whole Scott McClellan book comes out, and so I kept sneaking. I'd, like, run down to the lobby of the hotel. I'll be right back, honey, and, like, sneak a USA Today just to see what was going on with all this craziness.
There is so much bizarre stuff going on in the news here. There's also the now Father Flagler situation.
Yes.
Again, where anybody who walks into Barack Obama's church is immediately tied to Barack Obama.
Right.
So I wonder if I could call the church up, and I wonder if I could get, like, a speaking engagement there so that I could get tied to Barack Obama.
Oh, of course you could. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know.
In fact, the fact that you just said the words Barack Obama probably means that you're completely tied to Barack Obama now, too. They're not very picky about how they tie people to him.
And they're all over this, aren't they?
Oh, I think it's so weird. I really do. With everything that's going on, I think it is so odd. I can understand if it's maybe your wife or your business partner of the last 50 years, but to tie these candidates, and I'm talking McCain, I'm talking Hillary, and I'm talking Barack, to tie these candidates so closely to the crazy stuff their supporters say, I think is just, it just misses the mark.
Yeah, but in one sense, McCain went out and solicited.
Right, so even that's different. This is just, you know, okay, anyone who stands up and says, I like Barack and I'm crazy, they then tie.
But he shows up. All right, let's listen to a little bit of this,
okay,
and we'll judge it. All right, go ahead.
He is our friend. He is our brother. He is none other than Father Michael Flagler. We welcome him once again. Honest enough to address the one who says, well, don't hold me responsible for what my ancestors did. But you have enjoyed the benefits of what your ancestors did. And unless you are ready to give up the benefits, throw away your 401 fund, throw away your trust fund, throw away all the money that's been put away in the company you walked into because your daddy and your granddaddy and your great daddy, unless you're willing to give up the benefits, then you must be responsible for what was done in your generation because you are the beneficiaries of this insurance policy. It must be honest enough to expose white entitlement and supremacy wherever it raises its head. I said before, and I really don't want to make this political because you know I'm very unpolitical. But that moss, when Hillary was crying, and people said that was put on, I really don't believe it was put on. I really believe that she just always thought, this is mine. I'm Bill's wife. I'm white. And this is mine. I just got to get up and step into the plate. And then out of nowhere came, hey, I'm Barack Obama. And she said, oh, damn, where did you come from? I'm white. I'm entitled. There's a black man stealing my show.
All right, there's the majority of it.
Right.
Now, I hate to say this, but a lot of what he's saying there, I think, is true.
Right, right.
I mean, she did start this campaign with the idea that I'm married to Bill Clinton, and it's a certainty that I'm going to get the nomination. How many people, when this started 2 years ago, would have given Barack Obama any kind of a chance?
Well, exactly. But what I don't understand is, I mean, did Barack help write that speech?
No, he had nothing to do with it.
Is this guy Barack's personal religious advisor?
No, he is the pastor at St. Abinah's
Catholic church in Chicago. So it's not...
Was Barack in the congregation that day?
No, he was on the campaign trail.
So why are we talking about this? I mean, not you and I mean the media, because this has been all... I mean, I was turning on TVs looking for McClellan stuff, and this was all over the place. It's all anyone's talking about. And I honestly, maybe I'm naive, maybe I just, you know, was out of the game too long for the couple of days, but I honestly was like, why? I don't understand. Just because the guy said Barack Obama's name, why we're even discussing? I mean, it was, I thought, kind of interesting. It was sort of like interesting message points, plus it kept almost veering into, like, Eddie Murphy. I kept expecting him to say, Hoff, Eddie. You know, it was sort of outrageous, but it had nothing to do with Barack's campaign. Or am I just missing the boat here?
No, no. But I think what they'll do is they'll take this and use it the following ways. They'll say, this is the kind of people he hangs out with.
Right.
You don't really know who he is. And Father Flagler is a friend of Barack Obama's, but Father Flagler is a friend of a lot of people in the black community because he's very active in helping those who need help. Be they black, white, Latino, it doesn't make any difference. He's very outspoken. He has caught trouble before. I mentioned this in the 6 o'clock hour. I mean, he was the guy who first came on the radio with me and turned me on to this. I'd never really realized this, and I've lived in Chicago twice, but I never really realized this, that the only place you ever see advertisements, billboards, that goes for this town, too, for malt liquors, tobacco products, whiskey, is in minority areas.
Right.
I mean, you live in Virginia and Maryland. Do you think there's like a big Royal Crown 7 billboard sitting on a main thoroughfare in Chevy Chase, Maryland?
Got to tell you, I haven't seen one lately.
Okay. So, I mean, he was the first person to come along and clue me off to this. So if you do any kind of community organizing, you do any kind of that work in Chicago, you're going to run across Father Flagler because he's very high profile.
But, well, I think the reason that a lot of the media has picked this up as well is, you know, I was watching Fox News, 2-3 weeks ago, and there was some just Yahoo on there yammering about Barack and things, and he actually said, here's what America is figuring out. They all thought, this is this commentator, they all thought that Barack Obama was one kind of black guy, their kind of black guy. And they're afraid if he gets elected, he's going to turn out to be one of those other kinds of black guys. He said this on the tele. My jaw dropped to the ground.
Right.
And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, they've got to shut this show down. You don't say racist things like that on television, one kind of black guy or another. You know, it was just horrible. And, you know, they just replayed that a couple of times and then it was gone. But I think what things like some of the people on Fox News or some of the people in regular mainstream media, they know that playing commentary like this from a respected African-American religious official that sort of talks about the things that we don't talk about, talks about the legacy of slavery, talks about the white guilt and things like that, they know that it pushes a button in some people that they don't really want pushed or that they hide. It really taps into hidden racism and starts sort of an undercurrent of race and injects that back in. So I think if this had been a white preacher talking about something similar, it wouldn't have gotten this kind of response. But I think it's sort of this whisper campaign among many of these conservatives saying, you know, psst, look what Barack Obama's really like. Look what his agenda really is.
These are his friends.
Right.
These are, and you don't know who you're... who you're getting, and on and on. And, you know, I want to...
It taps into the ugly.
It does. And I want to get into the McClellan book here in just a second, but I want to say this. You know, I sent a friend of mine an email about this. I always listened to the radio growing up as a kid. But it wasn't until somebody took me when I was 11 or 12 years old, I think it was my uncle, to Disneyland. And I took the tram, you know, from the monorail from Disneyland to the Disneyland Hotel. And got off at the Disneyland Hotel and was wandering around. And I saw my first radio station, KEZY. And Emperor Bob Hudson was on the air. And I didn't know it at the time, but I mean, it was one of these things where he had lost his gig in L.A. and he was just looking, you know, he was just doing a gig to get by.
Right.
And there he was, this big, you know, overweight guy sitting on a stool playing, you know, spinning platters, splitting 45s and smoking a cigar. And I thought, wow, I want to do this someday because this looks really cool. Now, here we are, I started when I was 13, so it's longer than that. Years later, damn my uncle for taking me over there. Because I'm ashamed to be part of the media. Because the media just sucks so bad. It really does. It's shameful. It's shameful the things they do. And it's shameful the things that the American public allows them to do. It's just shameful.
Well, I say the opposite. I say thank God you're part of the media for, you know, at least we've got one person out there who's trying to get media back on track.
Well, I wish people would wake up and demand better. I really wish they would. All right, we're going to talk about McClellan's book coming up. Hang on here a second. 8:20, 20 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you and Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. We'll get into Mr. McClellan's book and all the controversy that sparked. And we're going to do that. And then after we're done with Christy, we'll go directly straight to open phones. But right now, John Turk will go straight to traffic.
The trip down I-25 on the southbound side, still struggling. Speeds in the 20s and 30s from 104th down to 84th. And then the stop and go starts from 58th to Spear. And again, in the bridges area from Broadway to 225. That's where we had an earlier accident. C-470 also showing slow speeds as you move east from Broadway to Quebec. Dipping down to the 20s there, and we got an accident on the right-hand shoulder westbound I-70 at I-270, and new reports of a stalled car blocking the right-hand lane just before Hamden. It's also bunching up traffic heading south on 225. In the tech center, an auto versus pet accident at Yosemite and Union. Today's forecast mostly sunny with a few afternoon clouds. High should be in the lower.
Hi, Lloyd and Floyd here, the unofficial ambassadors of speed at Miller Motorsports Park in Tooele. Today, Floyd has challenged me to a gentleman's race around this world-class track while riding Bessie and Gertrude. Okay, Floyd, start racing when I count to three.
Yep.
Three!
It's the Hans Freeze Superbike World Championship Trifecton SD USA Round, plus the Honda Summit of Speed, featuring the AMA Superbike Championship, May 29th through June 1st. For tickets, call 435-277-RACE or go to MillerMotorsportsPark.com.
Card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
8:22, 22 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Buying an automobile is a risky venture. Because you don't know who you're dealing with. And you don't know the sincerity level of the people that you're dealing with. Plus, the whole pricing situation is always a mystery, and there's all of this stuff to go through, and you spend 10 hours at the dealership, and it's like, oh, boy, I'd rather go have my left leg sawed off. But if you go to Rocky's Autos, you're not going to have this problem. First of all, you can know instantly when you go who you're dealing with. You're dealing with stand-up, upright people, and I wouldn't say that if it wasn't true. They have a huge selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles, so virtually anything you're looking for, they've got it. I mean, that's basically it. They have it. And the other thing is they've got their matching down incentive, and they want to see your trade-in, and they've got new inventory coming on all of the time. So am I saying, okay, get out there to Rockies and buy immediately? No. What I am saying is go out to Rockies and check it out and see if you can't tell the difference. They've got great folks working out there like Spanky Herrera. They've got people like Uncle Fester, which is not really his name, but everybody out there has a nickname or whatever. There's Flaco Juan. There is Jules. There's Freddie Labrato. There's Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays. There are just a ton of people out there who are there for one reason and one reason only, and that's to make your experience a really good one. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., and they've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they've got a track record and thousands of satisfied customers to stand behind them. Rocky's Autos, I wouldn't send you someplace that I wouldn't go myself. corner of 63rd and Federal.
Three cheers to the folks at Food from the Hood who are celebrating 15 years of business. Food from the Hood? Yes, Food from the Hood. It's a company entirely run by students. We handle the business aspect while producing our salad dressings straight from the garden. After L.A. felt the chaos from the riots back in 1994, students from the community decided they wanted to make a difference. They launched a company called Food from the Hood, which helps students afford to go to college. How? By producing and selling all-natural salad dressings. Our products sit on the shelves of many major retail stores across the nation and online at Amazon.com. Each flavor, whether honey mustard or creamy Italian, are low in fat and all natural, so you have nothing to lose. Loyal customers have been buying our dressing and sending us to college for 15 years. So happy anniversary to Food from the Hood. Pick up a bottle or two at your nearest retailer and help us celebrate. Want more information? Visit us online at foodfromthehood.com. That's foodfromthehood.com. Or call our office at 323-759-7000.
People can't wait to vote. I think that the young kids have had it with this crap.
Is the Republican Party going to use Reverend Wright against Barack Obama? Yes, of course.
Definitely a setback.
He's being defined now by the media and in the media.
First it was he black enough? Well, is this black enough for you?
Only in America, right? McCain has got a lot of it, too. Right now, he's getting a pass by the media, basically.
It's sad, but mathematically, she's out of the game. And if her last name wasn't Clinton, she'd be out of the game.
Campaign 2008 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
My opinion. Walk through cotton doors and roam all over Coliseum floor. I stay on stage at Live Aid. All the people gave and the poor got paid.
26 minutes after 8 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny, high today, 80. We've got Christy Harvey with us. There's her favorite group, Rum, NDC, or ABC, or whatever the hell they are.
What?
I have no clue.
I was talking to Turk.
I have the same relationship with this group that Barack Obama has with Father Flagler, okay? No relationship.
I was telling Turk that we were driving all around this week listening to old school rap, and it made me so happy, and so he played a little Run DMC for me.
I am so lame. Old school rap. rap drives me crazy. I can't connect to it.
Ah, you got to give it a shot. Got to give it a shot.
No, I just can't identify with it. But that's because of my age. I mean, I identify with songs about sawdust on the floor and, you know, I mean, I got to hear Hank Williams. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I can do a little Hank myself, too. Hank Williams is actually my cleaning music. Does that make me sort of dorky?
Do, 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 do. I love Hank Williams.
I love to blast Hank and Hank Jr. and all the good old country favorites while I clean my house. Dirty little secrets.
I once got thrown off Hank Williams Jr.'s bus.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, you'll have to tell me that story sometime.
Yeah, he and I got into a big...
I can't imagine what you could do to get kicked off of Hank Williams Jr.'s bus.
Big huff of words. But I love Hank Williams Ramblin' Man, which I know we don't have, so I'm not even going to ask for it. All right, let's get into McClellan's book here because, boy, when it comes to this thing, and he was on for an hour last night with Oberman, and he's being trashed by all of course, and you knew that they would, by the White House and all the White House's surrogates. And
yeah, but have you noticed they're not trashing him on substance at all?
No, they're attacking him personally.
They're saying, oh, he's just loyal. Oh, why didn't he say something then? But not one person is saying, oh, he's lying or, oh, he's wrong. They're all just saying, you know, oh, he's a bad guy. Oh, he should have remained loyal to us. But nobody's coming out and saying, oh, well, what he's saying didn't happen. I think that's really interesting.
Well, what I came with way with last night after watching him is here's a guy who gets out of the whirlwind of Washington, sits down, starts living in the real world, starts looking around, starts seeing what's going on, realizes that what he had done and what they had done was wrong, and he wrote about it. I mean, we had Amanda Turkel on earlier. She said that the reports there in D.C., and you're there so you can back this up, is that he didn't get all that much money for it.
No, the report is he didn't get much money at all for this thing. And I think the D.C. intelligentsia, the D.C. cocktail party circuit, is mad about is what he's supposed to do is start a little whisper campaign and go to cocktail parties and whisper this kind of stuff to people and get it out that way. And instead, he did the unthinkable. He sat down and wrote it down in a book and is now going around saying, I stand by this.
The thing that blows me away about the book the excerpts that I've read is this. I think we all knew that we were lied to.
Right.
I mean, there's a few people out there who don't believe that, but the majority of us, I think, do. But there's very little attention paid by the media about how Bush secretly declassified a 2002 NIE on Iraq and selectively leaked it to reporters to the White House's political benefit.
Yeah, this is a big deal. Scott McClellan was on the Today Show yesterday, and he confirmed there had been a rumor that this had happened, but he confirmed this rumor that basically in an attempt to smear Joe Wilson and to back up the White House false claim that Saddam Hussein was trying to go nuclear, the president himself okayed secretly declassifying the 2002 NIE, National Intelligence Estimate. Now, this is the same White House who throws everything they've got at people who talk out of school. They're always talking about how horrible leaks are and how it, you know, national security is everything. They justify everything, tapping our phones, reading our emails. Everything is okay if it's done for national security. And then they go and declassify a report not to help national security, not to fight terrorism, but and not just for political reasons. They did it to try and hurt someone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, for political benefit.
For political benefit. And just for revenge. You know, they were angry that someone was stepping off script. The script was, we have to go to war because Saddam Hussein is going to nuke us. That was basically the script. Everyone was supposed to, the mushroom cloud.
Right.
And all of that. And Joe Wilson came forward and said, hey, I went to Niger. They don't like Saddam. They don't trust Saddam. And they never offered to sell Saddam any of that yellow cake you guys are talking about. And so they went and picked out a little piece of this report, not the whole thing, not the stuff that would have backed Joe Wilson up, but a couple sentences here and there that would back them up, denied that they were the ones who declassified it, but sneaked it out into the public.
Isn't that amazing? And the media doesn't seem to be really vacuuming that up and putting it on display so that Americans, all of us, can get the full realization of what this White House was up to and what they would do. And what they wouldn't do to protect themselves and to get what they want.
Well, I honestly don't know if my little brain could handle once everything is all together. I'm serious. I was thinking about looking at this, and I was going back into that time frame and all of this stuff, because there's really nothing new in this McClellan book. The McClellan book really just verifies everything we've already known, that we were lied to get into this war, that there, even worse in my opinion, that there was this concerted propaganda effort to trick us. And we knew it with, we found out about, for example, the Pentagon paying the generals to trick us into believing that this war was necessary. We knew about the secret intelligence agency that Doug Feith was running for Dick Cheney to convince us that we had to go into this unnecessary war. And all of these little pieces taken separately are bad. But when you knit them together like this McClellan book starts to do, it honestly, I feel like it might fry some very important synapse in my brain, because it's just so horrible to realize, once you see the entire picture, what this White House has done.
Well, you know what it makes me feel like saying? I don't want to say it on the air, but here's what I thought. And I haven't read the whole book. I mean, I've got it ordered, but the excerpts I've read.
Yeah, I think it comes out Tuesday for real.
Right. And listening to McClellan, I think that these folks in the White House, all of them, ought to be arrested.
I think that he honestly, you know, and you know me, I am not one who's pushes for impeachment or that kind of thing. But in his book, I really do believe that he shows that, I think you're right, that there were some giant illegalities going on with this White House.
I mean, not only
breaking the law.
Not only should these folks be arrested, but there should never be, there should never be a George W. Bush library ever built. We should never have his picture hanging anywhere.
I mean,
the guy is a total and complete disgrace. He's a miscreant, and it's just god awful, this hoax. and this whole thing that has been perpetrated. I mean, it's just, and you know what else? I'll tell you somebody else who's guilty with this.
Who's that?
The Republican GOP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They need to answer up to this, too. Because they let all of this happen because they never used any checks and balances, and they just went, okay. So it was like we were living in the in the Czech Republic or something,
right?
Or the German Democratic Republic, where yeah, sure, they got a legislature, they have a legislature, they have a parliamentary body, but they always go, yeah, okay, because it's always composed of one party.
Right. Well, and unfortunately, I think in bits and pieces, we're still seeing that happen, like with the GI Bill. You know, you still are seeing some of these Republicans fall into lockstep with the president, even though it is going to kill them politically, and they're still doing the bad thing. They're still doing the wrong thing.
Well,
I'm with you. No, I think that there is a lot of blame to be spread around on this. And it's not like it was harmless. Some people have referred to how President Bush basically had an eight-year frat party and trashed the White House and trashed the office. And that's sort of funny and a cute example, but it doesn't take into consideration all of the people who've been killed. It doesn't take into consideration all of the families that have fallen into poverty, all of the children who are going hungry.
How about all the money we just poured down the drain?
Well, it didn't exactly go down the drain. It went into some very full pockets. A lot of people have gotten very few people have gotten very, very rich.
But the majority of the country as a whole has gotten nothing back for its investment.
Exactly.
I mean, are we better off now than we were? No.
And I don't care what qualifier you use, with health care, with the economy, with the money in our pockets, with war, with peace. No, we are not better off.
All right. Here's the last thing.
Sure.
This shows you how really whacked out people are, particularly Michelle Malkin. Okay, the Dunkin' Donuts thing. I mean, is Michelle Malkin sniffing glue?
Crazy. So the story is Rachel Ray, who I don't even like, but Rachel Ray, the 40-minute chef or whatever she is also a spokesperson for Dunkin' Donuts. And she did a commercial, and she had her hair tied back basically in a kerchief. And I think they were going to look, you know, sort of old school 50s sort of vibe. And, you know, she just had her hair tied back sort of like you would do if you're a girl with a bandana in this headscarf. And Dunkin' Donuts, well, the right-wing blogosphere and the whack jobs on the right decided that if you, I guess, stood back from your TV and it was black and white and kind of fuzzy and you sort of squinted, Rachel Ray's headscarf looked like something an Arab man would wear. And thus, of course, she must be promoting terrorism. And they pressured Dunkin' Donuts, and Dunkin' Donuts caved, and they yanked the commercial from the airwaves.
I will never set foot in a Dunkin' Donuts as long as I live.
Can you believe that?
You know, I mean, John Turk wears that to work every single day, and he never said anything about it around here.
I mean, the fact that they could twist something...
Dang.
As and it was this paisley silk scarf she had tying her hair back.
You know, how ridiculous. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend I've got a fun party tonight, and then I'm having dinner with my boyfriend and his mom on Sunday. And tomorrow I'm cleaning because since this was my birthday week, I basically made the rule that I didn't have to do absolutely anything I didn't want to, including dusting, laundry, or, picking my things off of the floor. So tomorrow's off for cleaning.
Ooh, so you're having dinner with your boyfriend's mother?
It's a Sunday afternoon barbecue.
Oh.
It'll be nice.
Oh. So,
I'm making crab wontons.
So when's the date going to be set?
Hey, back off there. Don't freak me out. Back off.
And are John and I invited?
Back off. I'm out of here. John, key up the My Adidas. I think that's what I need
now. John wants to be the flower boy with his scarf. his official Michelle Malkin Dunkin' Donuts authorized scarf.
Why not? I'll just throw a fun party and you guys can come out with all the donuts and scarves that you want. How's that?
All right, we love you. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Okay, thanks.
All right, 8:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John Toik with traffic.
Jay, got a lot of traffic on I-25 and the tech centers. We have a couple issues going on right now. First, a crash on the ramp to Bellevue from northbound I-25, and then after 225, you're going to see some debris on the road. Looks like large chunks of tires all over up until Hamden. Opposing lanes of 25 still running a little bit behind. First in North Glen, again downtown, as well as in the Narrows. That's due to an earlier crash up at Hamden on the southbound side. Crews have cleaned up that accident on US 6 west of Golden. The highway is reopened there, so people are moving through. And after nearly a 2.5-hour closure there. Near City Park, 23rd Avenue is closed between Yale and Colorado. That's due to a water main break. Today's forecast, mostly sunny and mild and dry with a high of 81. Currently 65 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Announcing the Buick Pontiac GMC Memorial Day Sale. They place specially marked cars and trucks on their lots. Just look for green tape.
Hi, Lloyd and Floyd here, the unofficial ambassadors of speed at Miller Motorsports Park in Tooele. Today, Floyd has challenged me to a gentleman's race around this world-class track while riding Bessie and Gertrude. Okay, Floyd, start racing when I count to three.
Yep.
Three!
It's the Hunts Free Superbike World Championship Trifecta SD USA Round, plus the Honda Summit of Speed, featuring the AMA Superbike Championship, May 29th through June 1st. For tickets, call 435-277-RACE or go to MillerMotorsportsPark.com.
Over the financial decision to buy a home, they'll go away too. Why not get started today with Wells Fargo Home Mortgage? From a priority buyer pre-approval to a home financing checkup, your Wells Fargo Home Mortgage consultant has ways to help you know you're making the right decision to buy a home. Seize your Sunday. Talk with Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're over 50, there's only one thing worse than not having the health coverage you need, and that's having to talk to some stranger about what kind of coverage you need. But now you can get the help you need from someone you know you can trust. AARP. For over 50 years, AARP has helped people like you feel confident about the health decisions they need to make, no matter what kind of health coverage you need. Dental, health, and long-term care insurance, prescription, vision, and fitness discounts. This free information can help you choose with confidence. Call now, 1-800-500-3540. AARP is not an insurance company and will not recommend plans to you. You'll simply receive personalized information from the providers of these products to help you evaluate your needs before you choose what's right for you. Whether you're an AARP member or not, call now for your free personalized information on health insurance and discounts. 1-800-500-3540. That's 1-800-500-3540. 1-800-500-3540.
Not sure what to get Dad for Father's Day? AutoZone makes it easy. Buy an AutoZone gift card and let Dad choose any part, tool, or accessory he wants for his special day. Make this Father's Day one to remember. Get to AutoZone today.
Everyone's green these days, but we can always learn more. The Sustainable Living Online Expo is coming to AM 760 with local speakers, green businesses, and forums to share your ideas. If you want to be on the green team, call 303-713-8595 for more information.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can with a free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. Call 1-800-400-3613. What have you got to lose? Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-400-3613. That's 1-800-400-3613.
After the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Martin, along with you. Good morning. All right, let's open up the phones here, which we normally do every morning after 9, or usually around 8:30 or 9. And then on Friday, we usually do a lot of open phones, but we didn't today because we had a lot of guests. So whatever it is you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. If you want to go back and visit the Father Flagler affair, we can do that. If you want to talk about Scott McClellan's book, that's fine. If you want to get off on the subject of music, if you want to talk about literature, If you want to, if you want to talk about the weather, I really don't care, because this is what it's all about. It's all about whatever it is you want to talk about. 303-713-7600, and I can't believe it's Friday already. One of the things I've said this yesterday, I've said it again, one of the things I really don't like about holiday weekends is, okay, yeah, you get 3 days off, but then you come back on Tuesday, and Tuesday is always worse than Monday. And I always start every Monday saying, gee, if only Monday could be Tuesday. But Tuesday turns out to be a real struggle. Then the other side of it is Friday comes very, very quickly. Now, you know what they're talking about because of the price of gas? They're talking about going down to 4-day work weeks. What would you think about that idea? About going down to 4-day work weeks to save on the cost of gasoline. Now, I don't know if you would enlarge the hours that you would have to work. But this idea is being bandied about at some businesses across this country because of the price of gasoline. That they would require employees only to come into work 4 days a week. And I also wonder if in a reaction to high fuel prices, if people are turning around now and starting to do more work from home rather than coming in and coming into the office. I've said this on the air before. Thank God I don't have that long of a drive. But boy, I know there are people out there and they are driving an hour, 45 minutes to get to work. Whew. That's got to be carving a huge chunk out of your budget. Now, my tank is still sitting on a half tank. So I'm good into next week if I don't do any more driving today except to go home. And I don't do any more driving over the weekend. I'm good. I'm good into next week with a half a tank of gas. But I wonder how much pain, I wonder how much pressure it's going to take before we, the public, finally say enough is enough. I wonder just how much we'll stand before we'll say we're not standing for anything more of it. Also, here's something else. The last of the primaries are next week. How many of you now think Hillary Clinton ought to drop out? How many of you now think she should give it up? Oh, and one last thing. Give me the name of the song. I mean, you talk about anything you want to this morning, but give me the name of the song that you wish you had never heard. You got to pick one rock and roll song that you would say, like, I wish I had never heard that. What would that song be? I was trying to think about this morning. What would I not want to hear? I think the award for me would go to Billy Paul, Me and Mrs. Jones. I can't stand that song. I think it's one of the worst records ever made. All right, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Listen, I just wanted to put my 2 cents in about Scott McClellan's book, and I'm... You know, it occurred to me that with the drumbeat for the Bush administration going to war with Iran, maybe this was his way of saying, "Hey, wait a minute, back off! Don't trust these Bushies. You know, don't let them do what they did in Iraq."
Well, I think there's a lot of people who feel that way. A lot of people who feel that they're going to try to gin up the same thing again. That they're going to try to pull the same thing again. I've argued with people about this back and forth and back and forth. So you tell me what you think.
Well, it's kind of funny. The lady you had on just a little while ago, she said nobody is talking and saying that factually McClellan was not right. But, you know, I watched Hardball with Chris Matthews last night, and there was somebody that said, you know, he's lying. I don't remember the fellow's name. He was a Republican operative, but he said, you know, I was there in the White House, and I know that what McClellan is saying is a lie. But I think it is, in a whole, the book reflects what most people knew was going on, but were afraid to, you know, believe it.
Well, the thing that gets me is, Christy pointed this out, and it's really true. The people that I've seen on, and I saw that guy on the Matthews show too, by the way. And I can't think of his name now. It slips my mind. But they all do the same thing. They all claim that the book's not true. That McClellan, you know, didn't see this, didn't see that. Whatever the deal is. But here's what they never do. Okay, what they never do is they never dispute the facts, or they never dispute the arguments that McClellan is, or the stories that McClellan is putting forward.
Yeah.
They don't sit there and go, well, no, that didn't happen. Because you know what? You and I know it did.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Forget about the personal attacks. Okay?
Yeah.
Take the guy's points and sit there and look at us, you, me, everybody else in America, look at us with a straight face and say, that's not true and here's why. Can't do it, can they?
Yeah.
And I think that speaks volumes right there, Jim.
Well, you know, I just think it's a clarion call to those of us out here that, you know, might have not raised our voices before Bush took us into Iraq, that if he tries to do it going into Iran, I think we ought to just scream loud and clear.
I think you're absolutely right. Jim, thanks, man. Great call.
Sure enough.
All right. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk with traffic.
Northbound I-25, really crawling in the DTC from Orchard past Hamden. First, we have an accident that has just been cleared involving a motorcycle on the ramp to Bellevue. And then we have some debris on the road around Hamden. Elsewhere, those freeways starting to loosen up a little bit, especially on I-76, 270, 6th Avenue, and C-470 on the south end. You do want to look out for a closure of 23rd Avenue by the Denver Zoo. Have a water main break there, so they have that shut down between York and Colorado. Today's forecast mostly sunny. Should get a few afternoon clouds. High should be in the lower 80s. Right now, 66 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What a long commute. It'd be great if you could snap your fingers and be at work. But what if you could snap your fingers and be at a job you really loved?
Don't let car buying make you sad
just because your credit's bad.
There's a place that you can go
even when you got no dough.
Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? ItsMyCarNow.com.
ItsMyCarNow.com.
Sustainable living, going green, whatever you want to call it, it's something we're all concerned about. Are you a business owner or manager who runs your business on sustainable practices? If so, we want you to be a part of our Sustainable Living Online Expo, or what we call SLO. We'll have audio presentations from experts in sustainable living, forums for visitors to interact and discuss how they're making a difference, and we'll have businesses like you. If you're interested in AM 760's SLO, then give us a call at 303-713-8595. That's 303-713-8595.
Catalog 1-800-600-4002. That's 1-800-600-4002.
Are you one of the millions of people who take fish oil to lower your cholesterol? Well, here's something you need to know. Fish oil does not lower cholesterol. That's right. It's great for the heart, arteries, and triglycerides, even joints, wrinkled skin, focus, and concentration. But studies show fish oil simply does not lower cholesterol. Until now. Because at Purity Products, we've developed Omega-3 Super Formula, an advanced 3-in-1 combo that really does lower cholesterol. How? We added plant sterols, an ingredient clinically proven to lower cholesterol naturally. And right now, you can get a free bottle by calling 1-800-900-7507. Even better, we also added the energy-boosting benefits of CoQ10 to make it a truly super formula.
We want to rush you a free bottle so you can try it before you buy it. Find out how by calling 1-800-900-7507. Call now and also receive a free gift of Purity's CoQ Rescue Serum for fine lines and wrinkles. Call 1-800-900-7507. That's 1-800-900-7507.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to cut that debt by half or even more?
It's been the best decision of my life. They settled my biggest account for 33 cents on the dollar.
That's a 67% debt reduction.
I was in debt with one creditor for $15,000, and they managed to get a settlement of $3,000.
If you are drowning in credit card debt and would like to wipe out 30 to 60% of it, call Financial Freedom of America.
They bent over backward to help. I've recommended them to several of my friends.
They kept me informed, and they answered all my questions.
Results may vary. Not available in all states. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation. Financial Freedom of America does the work for you to reduce your debt and get more cash in your pocket.
Call 888-329-8366. That's 888-329-8366. 888-329-8366. Call 888-329-8366.
Top Dot is a licensed mortgage banker. Rates based on an APR of 6.59%.
Attention homeowners. Now is the time to break free of your adjustable rate or high rate mortgage. Top Dot Mortgage has just been authorized by the federal government to offer higher FHA loan amounts to homeowners with less than perfect credit. You can now save hundreds of dollars every month with an FHA fixed rate as low as 5.75%, and your credit score may not be a factor. Find out your new low fixed rate for free by calling now, 1-800-700-1716. Now is the time to refinance your current adjustable mortgage to a low 30-year fixed rate, and your credit score may not even matter. You could save hundreds of dollars every month. These rates are only available for a limited time, so call now to learn your new low fixed rate for free, 1-800-700-1716. Again, to learn your new low fixed rate for free, call 1-800-700-1716. That's 1-800-700-1716. 1-800-700-1716.
I love this song.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me.
We should find that question mark in the question mark at the Mysterians and put them on the air and interview them. 8:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny. High today, 80. Open phones at 303-713-7600. And let's go to Matt in Granby. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Matt.
Are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you perfect.
Good, good. Top of the morning to you.
You're the man.
Hey, question. Two, actually, questions. How come it is I haven't heard any discussion at all like we did back in the mid-70s when there was a supposed oil crisis about lowering the national speed limit to save fuel?
Because it basically has kind of looked at as being an old-school solution.
Well, this is true, but could it also be because the current administration is married a lot closer to this whole oil industry than the industry or the administration during the 70s?
I think you're absolutely right about that. I mean, look, we've gone for how many years now with no energy strategy? I mean, that's one of the things people ought to consider when they go to the polls and they vote for instance, for Senate here in Colorado, that the guy who's running, this guy Bob Schaefer's got connections to big energy and big oil. We need to get away from this stuff, man.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. But it just seems, and while it may not save a lot of fuel, I know it was implemented back then. And, of course, I was a lot younger. I wasn't even really driving much then.
Well, listen, I'd like to do the research to see how much it would save. Listen, I hate to jump off on you, but I got to get some news, man. I appreciate the call and hope you have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. We'll be back.
Mario Solis Marich.
Today on the one and only Mario Solis Marich Show, comedian, satirist Will Durst. He'll talk about his new book, The All-American Sport of Bipartisan Bashing.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
When you're a small business owner, you remember it well. That day you sat down, pulled out a notepad and a double XL cup of coffee and pondered one thought. Someday. Someday, I'll be my own boss. Someday, I'll make the big decisions. Someday, I'll have the best hair salon, deli, or bookstore in town. And look at you. You've done it. But now, all those old somedays have been replaced by a whole other list of somedays. Like, someday we've got to find a bigger warehouse. Or, someday we'll manage our cash flow better. Maybe not as exciting, but just as important. That's why at Wells Fargo, we offer all kinds of solutions to help you meet your business needs today. From loans and lines of credit to automated payroll and innovative cash management solutions. After all, we are experienced professionals who will understand your needs and help you find just the right solution. Seize your someday. Call, click, or stop by today and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about how we can help your business. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. An economic stall in April as both consumer spending and personal income barely moved. The Commerce Department says spending inched up 0.2%, half the rate of the March increase, and incomes crept up 0.2%. Without the government stimulus checks, that number would have been even lower. Economist Peter Sperling.
So far, inflation is being held in check, which that means that the Federal Reserve can be a little bit easier and not worry about putting the brakes on any further.
Now, the week is finishing on a record note as gas prices climb another penny to an average of $3.96 a gallon, according to the AAA. IBM's Janet Caldo says their survey put the breaking point for people at $5 a gallon.
You got 66% of drivers saying they're going to make changes in how they drive.
Firefighters are combing through a pile of twisted steel on Manhattan's Upper East Side where a construction crane collapsed and struck a high-rise apartment building about 3 hours ago. At least one person has been killed. Philip Schiffman was in bed in his fourth-floor apartment.
I heard this noise, and I just said to myself, oh, my God. And I really thought I was going to die. And I'm not a very traumatic person at all.
Let's get the latest live from the scene. Here's CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And, Nick, more and more police and emergency vehicles keep arriving here as they work in the debris of this crane collapse right in the middle of 91st Street. Crushed pieces of the crane and parts of that 23-story building are in the street. A huge part of the penthouse has been torn away, windows and walls shattered, and terraces on the floors below all ripped away. Nick.
2.5 months ago, another crane collapse in New York left 7 people dead. Barack Obama has been quick to distance himself from an activist priest in Chicago who used Obama's South Side Church last Sunday. The Reverend Michael Flager mocked the tears in Hillary Clinton's eyes before the New Hampshire primary.
I'm Bill's wife. I'm white. And this is mine. I just got to get up and step into the plate. And then out of nowhere came, hey, I'm Barack Obama. And she said, oh, damn, where did you come from?
Now, Flager's apologized. Obama says he was deeply disappointed. Politico.com's Mike Allen says the episode may not do Obama any good.
It makes people wonder if they really know Senator Obama at a time that he's trying to introduce himself to a general election audience.
The Los Angeles Times says between 2000 and 2004, 4 members of the Japanese underworld received liver transplants at the UCLA Med Center, while hundreds of area patients died waiting for donor organs. Bioethicist Dr. Arthur Kaplan says there could be a backlash.
If people say, why would I donate a liver to go to a high-ranking Japanese criminal and start to think, I'm not going to sign my donor card or I'm not going to participate, you could cost Americans their lives.
Checking stocks at this hour, the Dow is up 15 points, the NASDAQ ahead about 11. This is CBS News.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Call 866-455-TURN. Learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
Call 866-455-TURN or visit turntohelp.com and click on Locate a Physician. Sponsored by Rickett and Kisa Pharmaceuticals.
Your lawn is for singing and laughing and pitching and catching, not stinging and biting and itching and scratching. So this weekend, get OrthoMax Lawn Insect Killer. Kills ants, fleas, ticks, and lots of other annoying lawn bugs fast. Keeps bugs away all season. Hey, lawns are for the good things in life. You know, fun, games, hugs, not bugs. Get OrthoMax this weekend. Lawn bugs gone all season long.
Good morning, I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Focus on the family's head honcho. James Dobson is spitting nails this morning. He's seriously PO'd at Governor Ritter, who's just signed into law a bill banning discrimination against gay, bisexual, and transgendered people in 24 areas, including housing and public accommodations. Focus on the family spokesman says the new law signals the end of gender-specific restrooms, could let sexual predators go into women's bathrooms, and Colorado may become, good heavens, another Sodom and Gomorrah.
We will be come like West Hollywood and San Francisco, and not because the people want to become those places, but because the courts will enforce what this law means.
Democrat Jennifer Vega, who sponsored the bill, says that's a bunch of nonsense. She says there's nothing in it that would allow sexual predators to thrive, and Focus on the Family is just out to scare everybody. And a record number of bloggers are getting credentials to cover the Democratic National Convention in Denver this summer. DNC says 124 bloggers have gotten the okay to cover the convention as part of the news media. Unfortunately, those bloggers, along with the rest of the reporters, may not have too many parties to attend. DNC is cutting back on host parties for delegates and the press after learning they're still $55 million short in donations to cover the cost of that get-together. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Northbound I-25 still crowded through the tech center. That following an earlier crash involving a motorcycle was at the top of the ramp to Bellevue, catching some looks. Lots of emergency cars there. Those delays are still left. Also seeing some slowdowns on I-25. This on the southbound side, University towards Evans. On the other hand, speeds are starting to improve on 76 as well as C-470 west of I-25. To the far west, they've...
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1359. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1359. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1359. 1-800-557-1359.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at the Sundance Film Festival.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-656-1075. But hurry. When this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-656-1075. 1-800-656-1075.
It's okay, because that's what we do on open phones. And I don't care what it is. Bring it on. There's, if you want to talk about the Father Flagler situation, you can do that, because the media is going to grind on that all day, and you're going to get all the right-wing talking heads are going to go crazy about this. And I saw Mike Barnicle this morning on Morning Joe, which I watch for like 3 seconds before I get out the door. And he was, I was born, I was raised in a Catholic church, and this guy's crazy. And, of course, you know, Mike Barnicle, oops, I got caught for plagiarism. Yeah, okay. And it's like the whole thing. So the new standard now is that anybody that goes to Barack Obama's church and preaches, that they're immediately connected to Barack Obama. But if you did any kind of community activism in Chicago at any time, basically, you would have to know and be friends with Father Flagler because he does a lot of community activities. He is an activist. He's involved in a lot of things. He speaks for people who many times do not have the empowerment to speak for themselves. And so what we're going to end up doing is we're going to end up deciding presidential races based on this kind of stuff, right? Ooh, be scared of this black man because you don't know who he is and you're not sure who you're getting and look who he hangs out with. Well, yeah, okay, was he in the building when Flagler was saying this? And I have a great deal of respect for Father Flagler, so maybe that makes me a radical. Maybe I'm more left-wing than I think I am. Or maybe I'm just a contrarian. Maybe I like people who nobody else likes. I don't know. But I see a lot of validity in what people like Flagler say, because having lived in the city that Flagler lives in, I see a lot of what he's talking about. I see a lot of it going on. And as I said earlier this morning, the 6 o'clock hour, and I've said it repeatedly on the air, it is, and there's got to be people listening who have lived here in Chicago, who lived in Chicago in the last 10 years, 15, 20 years. Prior to Harold Washington becoming the mayor, and even after Washington becoming the mayor, but prior to him becoming the mayor, you lived on the South Side. You lived on the West Side. And, I mean, you really, really, when it came to city services, you really got screwed. I mean, it's not like here. It's not like here. We don't have patronage. We don't have that this kind of stuff going on here. Okay? We just don't have it like they do there. And when I first moved there, I didn't even understand that. I had no idea what that was about. Until two people pulled me aside and said, well, if you don't support your alder person, you won't be able to get anything done with the city. I said, well, what do you mean by that? Got a crack in the sidewalk? Want it fixed? You voted the wrong way? You supported the wrong candidate? You will never get your sidewalk fixed. Every radio station I worked at had what they called a guy who was on the payroll who had no title and had no description. But what the guy was is he was a fixer. So he would help you out at City Hall. Now, unless I'm wrong, I don't think we have that here in Colorado. So, if you were a minority in that city, you got the worst of the services, you got the worst of the attention, you were exposed to a lot of cops, not all of them, but a lot of them, who were racial and brutal, and you basically got screwed over by the system all the time. That's where all of this is coming from, with people like Flagler and Wright. That's what it's boiling out of. For every action, there is a reaction, which is something that we don't seem to want to accept in this country for some reason. All right, let's go to the phones. Here's Katie in Lakewood. Katie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jake.
Hi.
I actually grew up in Chicago, so I know exactly what you're talking about. I remember my father bribing cops not to give him tickets.
That's
for
right.
Various things. Yep, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he worked right downtown on East Wacker Drive. So I can really relate to that. And as far as Obama goes, I mean, why do they keep criticizing him just because he knows people or because they say stuff about him? I mean, it's not his fault. He's, you know.
Because they will do whatever they have to do to get what they want, and what they want is they want to keep him out of the White House.
Well, this is true. Another thing that kind of disgusts me is that Scott McClellan is getting paid all this money for writing this book to tell how he lied. It's pretty
disgusting. But he didn't get paid all that much money. He got paid very little by Washington standards. I think he got paid.
No, I don't mean by them. I mean by writing the book. I mean, I think you should.
No. He got paid by the publisher very little money.
Oh, okay, good.
He got paid like, I think it was a little over $100,000.
Okay, that makes me feel better because I certainly will not buy the book. I might get it from the library, but I won't buy it.
Well, I'm gonna buy it and read it definitely.
Okay, well then you can loan it to me, okay?
Okay, but if you don't return it to me on time, I'm gonna charge you a fine.
Anyway, have a great weekend.
Okay, we'll see you later.
All right, take care.
All right. Yeah, I can open a library with as many books as I have at home, right?
Same here. Well, I've been packing my house, Jay. Miserable. I get a book basically, you know, I get about probably 5 to 10 books a week, and some of them just kind of stack up here. I mean, I could seriously open up a library. I don't know what to do with
them. Yeah, I've got books all over the place. Matter of fact,
so I'm thinking about just donating. I'll probably just donate them to some library.
Yeah, the majority of my stuff that has to be moved, that makes moving for me so cost-intensive for Mary and I, is the amount of books we have.
And books are heavy, and they're hard to pack.
But you know what? I love them. I love them. It's like I'm so shamefully, shameful, shameful about books. I buy too many, and I have them all stacked up at home, and I'm trying to read them. I'm trying to knock them down one by one. And sometimes I read 3 books at once.
Well, how many people, like, call in and say, hey, Jay, read this book? A lot. You get a lot of suggestions,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well, and I also find
and
books.
And you have a lot of author friends, too.
Yeah, I also find books on my own. I mean, I surf the Internet looking for stuff to read. That's interesting, because I like reading offbeat stuff. I don't like reading, you know, I mean, I'm not going to read Danielle Steele. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I read. Is there something wrong with Daniel Steele?
Well, I just don't read that stuff. I read all the authors that, you know, nobody knows, like Charles Williford and Nelson Algren and Pedro Juan Gutierrez and...
I'm going through my old Hardy Boys books.
Yeah. I like Dr. Doolittle by Hugh Lofting.
Man, I just can't get into books. Just... Oh.
What? I can't live without them.
I can't live with them.
I need pictures. What do you mean?
I mean, I like reading magazines and articles and biographies and stuff like that, but, man, I've never been a big book reader.
You don't like fiction?
I do like fiction.
Poetry?
I love that.
I love that stuff.
No, I know. I feel like I should be reading more, but, you know, I'll grab a music magazine or a sports magazine instead.
Especially the darker it is, man, the better I like it.
Right.
The more noir it is, the better I like it.
I'm trying to think the last book I read.
What was the last book you read?
Man, that I got through the whole thing. Probably the Rick Riley book, Who's Your Caddy? Stories about cadding for different people. It's pathetic, isn't it?
No, if that's what you're into, what's wrong with it? I mean, the last book I read, what I said yesterday, was that book, it's absolutely haunting, called The Rabbit Factory by Larry Brown.
But, you know, having a lot of these authors on, it's kind of like having a synopsis or the... what do they call the little yellow books that used to use to cheat in high school?
Oh, what do they call those books? What are those little yellow books called? I can't remember.
Having the authors on is kind of like having that, a little summary.
Yeah, I can't remember what they are. Well, a lot of the authors I like, though, they'll never come on the radio. They're just too, you know, they either live in foreign countries or they're too obscure or whatever the situation is. We should try to interview Pedro Juan Gutierrez, one of the nastiest, dirtiest, sexually explicit, like Cuban Henry Millers of all time. 9:18, 18 minutes after 9 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, open phones underway. One line at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up. John, caps traffic.
Our only spots with heavy traffic lie on I-25 at the moment. For southbounders, look for speeds in the 30s from Park Avenue down to Invesco Field. Speed's also going to be sluggish for you northbounders from Orchard to Bellevue due to an earlier accident. Our only really complaint right now, a water main break closing 23rd Avenue between York and Colorado Boulevard. Today's forecast, mostly sunny.
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to It's MyCarNow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at It's MyCarNow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? It's MyCarNow.com. It's MyCarNow.com.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Even though Jared has an incredible selection of spectacular diamond engagement rings, many Jared customers prefer to design their own. It's easy to understand why. You can select from hundreds of settings in gold or platinum at Jared, and then choose from thousands of diamonds in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared.
Hi, Lloyd and Floyd here, the unofficial ambassadors of speed at Miller Motorsports Park in Tooele. Today, Floyd has challenged me to a gentleman's race around this world-class track while riding Bessie and Gertrude. Okay, Floyd, start racing when I count to three.
Yep.
It's the Hans Free Superbike World Championship Trifecta SD USA Round, plus the Honda Summit of Speed, featuring the AMA Superbike Championship, May 29th through June 1st. For tickets, call 435-277-RACE or go to MillerMotorsportsPark.com.
Whatever it is that you're looking for, basically, Rockies has got you covered A to Z. If you need a vehicle for your job, first driver in your family, you want to get something that gets better gas mileage, you need something, you want a luxury vehicle. They've even got some exotics there, too. I mean, they've got it all. Rockies has got it all. And sharp, sharp people to deal with, like my friend Spanky Herrera and Uncle Fester and Jules and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and Freddie Lobrato. And can't leave out Freddie, one of the hardest working guys you'll ever meet. He's got a wonderful family, and he's a really hard-working guy, and tries to do right by his customers. Because at Rockies, selling cars is more than just dealing cars. It's about forming relationships that will last for years to come. And a lot of the people who shop at Rockies are return customers. Rockies Autos, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. But if you come a little bit after 9, they'll stay and take care of you, and you'll be fine. So they're open tonight until 9. I'd get out there and see them. I was out there earlier this week. You can't believe the stuff they've got. It's just great. And you'll notice it when you first see Rockies. I mean, you can't miss it with all the bright colors. And they've got a big old sign. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal. Now, that's just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
Radio. 9:22, 22 minutes after 9 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mostly sunny. High today, 80. J. Marvin, open phones, 303-713-7600. Here's Rick in Denver. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Hey, I'm a psychologist. I work in Denver, and And I've helped train a lot of people on white privilege and on issues of privilege. And I got to say that some of the things that Reverend Wright said and Father Flagler have said, really rings true. I mean, these are things that have been talked about on university campuses, in university counseling centers for 15 years and at least. And in the African-American community, I think, for a lot longer than that. And I think politically this is a very difficult thing for Obama, obviously, because you have to be a fairly, in my opinion, a fairly enlightened person to even take a fraction of this stuff and be able to integrate it. I'm a white male myself. I've had to do a lot of work in this regard, and I'm not trying to put myself above anyone else or anything like that, but it is very difficult for people who have benefited from some privilege in their life to look at that, and even more, you have to be even more enlightened, of course, to think about giving any of that up, which oftentimes you can't even give it up. So I just wanted to say that, and I think it's got to be a difficult place for Obama to be in, because this is just stuff that white America or individuals who have benefited and who obviously don't feel like they've benefited, but who have benefited a little bit from privilege, it's very, very hard for them to hear any of this.
Well, because it's hard for them because they don't see it. It's hard for them because they're not open and receptive to what's being said. And none of us likes to have the finger pointed at us. That's number one. And then number two, this country is very, very much comprised of separation of races. And you've got a population here of African Americans, Latinos, and other people of color who have lived a totally and completely different existence in history than the white population, and you cannot get some people, no, you can't get a lot of people who are white to cross over and to take a good, honest look at what has gone on. But we not only have that with race, though, in this country, we've got it with a lot of things. Foreign policy, we've got it with a lot of things. And the media doesn't help it. The media enables it. So that's another problem. We don't have any critical we don't want any critical examination of ourselves. We don't have any critical examination of ourselves. And people don't know what it's like to live in a city or live in a country where you don't get what everybody else gets, and you don't get it simply because of the color of your skin. And that if you get into trouble with the law, chances are you're going to go to jail longer. You're going to get a harsher sentence. You're going to be underrepresented in court. You're likely going to be assumed guilty instead of innocent, more so than anybody else, because the media affixes a face of blackness to crime. People just they need to step back and take a look. I'm just very lucky that I had great teachers in this regard.
Right. Right.
And that I took the time, out of my own curiosity, I guess, to find out about this stuff. So I spent time on the south and west sides of Chicago. And I went into, I would go in and talk to school kids. And it's pathetic to stand there. And you see these kids, and they're in the back of the room, and they're either stoned or they're sleeping. Because you know that domestically at home things aren't right. Or to have people call you and tell you these terrible, terrible stories about things that have gone on. And I used to get these because I worked 10 at night to 2 in the morning. You know, I'd get them, in the midnight hour, man. You know,
right.
1 o'clock in the morning, people would be calling me up.
Right.
I remember once close to the holidays, I had a woman call me, and she burst into tears on the phone. I asked her, well, why are you crying? Because she was a single mother with a son. She was African-American, didn't have a lot of money, was struggling to stay off of assistance and raise her son right. She had parked her car, and some lowlife had broken into her car and stolen her Christmas presents.
Mm-hmm.
And she was at her wit's end. This is like the day before Christmas Eve.
Right.
And she didn't know what she was going to do. I mean, I think that a lot of us face that desperation at times, but we don't systematically face it.
Right, right. And I guess what I would offer to people who struggle with this issue of privilege, I mean, I think one of the things that was so neat about hearing Obama do his response, I thought it was a brilliant speech, and I thought it mentioned a lot of things that have not been said on the national level in that sort of forum. I thought it was fairly amazing, but, you know, I just think that there are layers of privilege. I mean, if you believe in racism and you believe that some people are oppressed, then by nature you believe in privilege because some people don't have to face that.
That's
and,
right.
as such, you know, then privilege exists because you go out, I mean, as a white male, I go out, and I don't have to deal with racism. And so I've got privilege, and it shouldn't be something that I'm ashamed to say. It's a fact of the matter. It's the flip side of the coin of racism, in my opinion. And I think Obama is bringing that issue to a sort of a national consciousness, and people are understandably struggling with it because, like you said, when the media puts it out there, they put it out there with a heavy hand.
Well, they put it out there. They chop it up. They don't give you the whole picture. And then on top of that, nobody wants to look at anything. Nobody wants to look at anything. You know, after a while, you just say to yourself, well, it was like the guy who called me yesterday about libertarianism and about, you know, things have always worked in this country and blah, blah, blah. And I said to him, well, yeah, but wait a minute. What about the Gilded Age? What about this? What about that? You know, what about child labor laws? Because he was, you know, making one of these cases, one of these Ayn Rand cases about, you know, that we don't need any regulation and on again. And you know, what happens is you just run out of emotional energy in dealing with these people. It's like, okay, I can't help you because you can't. I mean, you need to go do the reading for yourself.
Yep.
To experience and to try to understand what people have gone through and stop allowing the media to manipulate you and to manipulate your head and fill it full of all kinds of absolute garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the ultimate responsibility. The ultimate responsibility is, fine, partake of the media, but be discerning enough to understand that a lot of what comes out of the media is trash. And a lot of people, I guess, can't do that.
Right. People have got to do their own work, it's not easy to do. That work's not easy to do.
I'm going to tell you something, man. You know what? When I leave here today at 10 o'clock, 29 minutes from now, I will not see the news media again or any part of the media except maybe for sports, race car stuff, sports car racing. I won't see any part of the media again until Monday. Because I take a mental health break.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably very beneficial, I'm sure. Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Well, thanks, Rick. I hope you'll call again.
I will. Thanks
okay,
so much.
Thanks, man.
Bye.
Yeah, less TV, more reading. Read literature. Make your mind work. 9:32, 32 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, you know, I never thought I would ever reach the point where I would be, by and large, and by saying this, I'm being accused of being negative, and I'm not really negative. I mean, I think anything can be done. I think we can change anything we want to change, but I never thought I'd ever come to the day where I'd ever sit on the radio and say to you, you know what, I'm ashamed of the media. I'm ashamed of the business that I'm part of. I'm ashamed of all the distortions, all the lying, all the rhetoric, all the sensationalism. I'm just tired of it. 9:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jay, the morning drive looks like it's all wrapped up for the most part. Of course, it's a little busy for you on southbound I-25 downtown from 70 down to Spear Boulevard. But elsewhere, we have returned to the posted limits. You may see a little more traffic heading north on I-25 in the tech center around Orchard. That's due to an earlier accident on the Bellevue off-ramp. But really, relatively quiet commute this morning. Today's forecast mostly sunny. Expect a few afternoon clouds and perhaps some wind. High should be in the lower 80s. Right now, 69 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Cowpokes, ready to grill, carve, and serve tasty beef tri-tips, providing hitch-ons such as roasted chicken, some summertime fruit, and the pop.
Don't let car buying make you sad, just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go, even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up! Need some wheels but got no cash, and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? It'smycarnow.com. It'smycarnow.com.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-1455. That's 1-800-422-1455. 1-800-422-1455.
Oh, yeah.
I was never really fond of that color.
A simple replacement, and yeah, brand new.
It's time for wall-to-wall wow. Buy any carpet from the Home Depot's great selection of colors and styles and get basic installation in as many rooms as you want for just $199. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
Not sure what to get the man in your life for Father's Day? It's easy. Buy an AutoZone gift card and let him choose any part, tool, or accessory he wants for his special day. Make this Father's Day one to remember. Get to AutoZone today.
Warning, if you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're about to pay hundreds, even thousands more than you should. How do we know? We're Lumber Liquidators, and nobody sells hardwood flooring for less. Call now for your beautiful, free, full-color catalog. 1-800-600-4002. We ship top-quality flooring directly to you. Even Bellawood, the hardwood flooring Bob Vila installed in his home. Don't pay too much for hardwood flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now for your free color catalog. 1-800-600-4002. That's 1-800-600-4002.
Mr. Fix-It here every week to help you take care of those home improvement projects, from plumbing to deck, saving on your energy bills, and other things. I'll always have expert help. Mr. Fix-It, Paul McGregor, urging you to join me Saturdays 1 till 3 right here on AM 760.
This is so raw, and it's so made for AM radio.
Well, baby used to stay out all night long. She made me cry.
Early pictures, the way the Stones used to dress.
Well, used to run around,
and Brian Jones would have on like those white shoes.
Spend all my money playing a half-ass game.
Amazing music.
She put me out
for us old people. 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk, mostly sunny. High today 80, going to be a great weekend. It's open phones, and we got a Glenn in Colorado Springs. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi.
You know, I'm one of those conservative evangelicals that really enjoys your show, and I listen all the time. So we have one thing in common. We're both unknown authors. So I found something that we've experienced together. And I was just telling John, I'd love to hear your experience? I mean, is writing just a therapy for you? Are you still writing? What was your experience with the book when it was published?
God, how'd I get into that?
Well, you know, it's a unique experience, you know?
I just did it. I started doing it, and then I started getting poems published in, like, the New York Quarterly and the Pittsburgh Quarterly and some of these literary magazines that were pretty big. Some of them were really small and obscure. And I started doing that. And then I branched out and started doing short stories. And I started getting those published. And then I got one published in the Mississippi Review. And then in some other magazines. And you know what really blows me away about this is I don't remember a lot of them. And then when I run across them, I go like, oh, wow, was I really in there? You know, like when I look around on my bookshelf and I go like, oh, look at this. Gee, I was in this thing? How'd I end up in Mudfish or whatever, you know, the heck it is? So I did that. Then what happened with me was I had this friend in Chicago who said to me, have you ever seen Nouveau Roman, which is a French style of writing which was characterized by the late Claude Simon, Alain Robbe-Grier, Michel Boutour, there's a bunch of these guys that were involved in this. And I said, no. And he said, read this book, Conducting Bodies. It'll blow your mind. I said, okay, well, fine, I'll read it. So I read it, and I was really taken with it, you know? And so to make a long story short, what ended up happening was I like really hard-boiled, dark fiction, noir, pulp kind of like stuff, you know? So I wrote this experimental novel called Punk Blood, which is very violent and jumps scenes without warning, and it got accepted by the Fiction Collective, which is used to be run out of here, out of Boulder, but it's now run out of Normal, Illinois, and also South Florida University, and it's still in print. And I got it published, and it was like, well, you know, for a guy who can't spell, with bad punctuation and syntax, not a bad thing. But then I stopped writing for a long time. Now, recently, I've started writing again. So, who knows?
Yeah. I'm like John. I was never a reader till I started writing, just kind of for therapy. And then friends said, "Hey, you should see if you get this published." And so now I'm really enjoying reading other books, you know, because seeing how they put it all together and how they, you know, craft the words and all. So it's, so yeah, I was just surprised when I Googled you on, you know, Google and your book. So.
Yeah, I've got a book of poetry out, and I've also got that experimental book of fiction out. And I've always been out of the mainstream, so I'm working on something else, but it's not going to be a conventional novel. And then, I don't know, maybe it'll go somewhere, maybe it'll go nowhere, but you know, I just enjoy doing it. It makes me feel good.
Well, mine is actually a Christian book, and Focus on the Family actually accepted it. So, like I said, it's the opposite of
yeah.
You. But I thought, wow, there's something we both have in common. So,
well, you know, listen, man, that's great. What's your book about?
It's a book for dads. I did a 3-month canoe trip down the Missouri River when I was 19, and my poor sons heard about it all those years. And then eventually, when they were old enough, I took them down it. Not the whole way, just a portion in Montana. And then the book was just kind of reflections about being a dad, and it's very biblical. It's, you know, got a lot of scripture and stuff. But, it's kind of a labor of love, and it's out there, and whether something goes with it or not, you never know. But, you know, it's just neat having it and having, you know, written it. So.
Hey, man, don't sit stationary. Start another one.
There you go. Well, listen, so, like I said, we're usually on opposite ends of things, but I do love your show, and I think you're great, so keep going.
Well, thanks, Glenn, and start another one, and let me know what's going on with you, and hope you'll call again.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to my friend Tommy the Commie. Tommy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
19 Paul, buddy.
19 Paul, brother.
Hey, I'm just reading, you're talking about, like, pulp books. I'm reading a new one just came out. It's like a... It's set in Chicago in the Auburn Gresham neighborhood, which, oddly enough, is Father Flager's neighborhood. It's called Calumet City, and it's about a Chicago policewoman. It's pretty good.
We'll have to check it out. Who's a buy?
You know what? I can't think of the guy's name right
now. Well, email it to me.
Right. And then it's pretty good. And oddly enough, that's what I was calling up about with Father Flager. You pretty much covered him earlier today when I was listening at work about all the work he's done at St. Sabina Parish. He's been there for several years, predominantly African-American community, and a lot of it's poor. And he served the people there in the entire community, not just the Roman Catholics. He took a parish over to had almost no congregation, and now it's one of the biggest black Roman Catholic parishes in the Archdiocese. He's probably second or third biggest. And he's done things like you stated. He's marched against stores which were selling drug paraphernalia to kids, and the billboard ads for cigarettes and alcoholic beverages, you know, which were, I've worked in that community all my life, and it was full of those billboards up and down the busy streets, and he managed to get most of those taken down.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't going to find those on the, which is what he told me on the radio. Well, listen, take a look around. You're not going to find them on the north side.
No. So, and he's been there for the entire community. And then recently, he and Jesse Jackson have been marching against these gun shops, which sell weapons to they're called straw buyers. What happens is a guy will buy several weapons. He's the legal buyer. He can buy one, and then he ends up selling them to gang members. So he and Jesse Jackson marched
which directly affects your life.
Correct. So he and Jesse Jackson marched on a gum shop in Dalton, Illinois, which is just over the border from Chicago. I think that was last summer, and he ended up getting arrested. So he's done a lot of good for the community. And the thing about the thing this past weekend when he was at Reverend Wright's church, at least Barack Obama came out right away and said that this was wrong. And that, he didn't believe in what was being said. I think the message that he was giving out there was correct, but I think the manner in which he gave it was probably bad.
Yeah, incendiary. But he can be like that. I mean,
right.
He can be incendiary. He can be argumentative. He can be, he's not scared. This is
no.
A guy who's not scared to get into a fight.
No. I think it seemed to me more like a nightclub act he was going on there. I think he probably just got carried away a little bit. But he was giving a message out there, and the response that he got, you could see it went over well for the congregation that he was speaking at.
Yeah, I mean, it's just people who don't. And listen, I want to ask you about this, because I've been trying to make this point all morning. For people who have never lived in Chicago, and you grew up there, how heavily segregated of a city is that city?
Pretty much so. There's pockets where it's integrated, but they tend to be more well-off financially. But, your poor communities. Now, who's the lady that calls up? Is that Rose?
Rose.
Okay, she was speaking about how World War II, she got chased by some black guys when she was coming from Chicago Lying-In Hospital, which is at the University of Chicago. Well, at that time in World War II, the black community in Chicago was jammed, and it was called the Black Belt, and it was called that because it was like 8 or 9 blocks long, and it was maybe 4 or 5 blocks wide, and you had, maybe 150,000 people jammed into these tenements there.
Right.
And it was right by the University of Chicago. And the poor communities and the middle-class communities are pretty much separated by races. At the north side, tends to be a little bit more integrated, but that's because you have more professionals up there and they're on a higher economic plane.
And you've worked in this community all of your life,
but
was I exaggerating prior to Harold Washington? If you lived on the south and west side and you wanted something fixed or you thought the snow should be cleared, you might as well forget it because
right.
They were going to do the north side first, and maybe if
right.
They got around to you, you'd be taken care of.
Well, Jane Byrne, who was the mayor before Harold Washington was elected, she upset the machine first, strictly on the vote from the African-American community who turned against the Democratic machine because of a big blizzard under Michael Blandick where
That's
they
right.
didn't get any service.
That's right.
And then, unfortunately, she had the right message. She was like the first true independent. Remember Don Rose, one of the political independent.
Yeah, well, Jane Byrne ran those television commercials where she stood out on the L platform in her mink coat saying, with the snow falling, right? Remember that?
Right. And then she appeared to be an independent, but then unfortunately, she turned not to be an independent, and that led to the election of Harold Washington.
Right, exactly. And she ran on a write-in. I remember that. I'm just trying to get across to people. I'm just trying to get across to people about how, and I love Chicago, don't get me wrong, but about how racist and segregated the city really is and was, even more so, say, 15, 20 years ago.
Correct, yeah. It's changing a little bit, but still, you know, you have your predominantly African-American communities, and you have your Hispanic communities, and then you have your white communities, and that's pretty much what it is for the norm.
Yeah, and if you're a person of color and you lived in one of those areas, you got virtually no city services.
Right, and until Harold Washington, it was pretty much they got the bare bones.
Right, so now they can't understand why people are now it's 2008. They can't understand why people are still angry.
Well, yeah. Yes, that's correct.
All right, Tommy, I got to run, man. 19 Paul.
All right, work as the world unite.
You got it, brother.
Bye.
See ya. All right, let me switch to this real quick. Turn that on.
It's like deja vu all over again.
Yeah, today's John M.'s last day. How long have you worked here?
A little over 9 years. But my favorite time was the 2 or 3 months in January of 07 when you and I got to be your sidekick. That was the most delightful experience I've had in radio and 20 years.
And you're not being terminated, you're electing to leave.
Yeah, my parents are not in the greatest. There's a slight chance I might be coming back, but I'm going down to Miami, and they're not in the greatest health, and they can't live here because mom's got a heart condition, can't be at altitude, so probably moving back to where I belong, San Francisco. Good commie like me belongs out there.
Well, listen, I used to work there too at one time.
Yeah, right.
So, it's a pretty good place. It's pretty interesting place. All right, so before you depart, your prediction for November of 2008 would be?
There is absolutely no doubt. I would bet certain parts of my body that Barack Obama is going to be the next president of these United States. Mark Udall will be the next senator from Colorado. Take it to the bank.
So we'll be happy campers.
Yes, we will.
Finally.
I'll be out there gloating the whole time.
Strutting around. Right?
Oh, yeah. It's about time we finally got back in the catbird seat. It's been a long time.
Yeah, and turned things back around, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for all intents and purposes, Bill Clinton was a moderate Republican. Last real Democrat we had in the White House was LBJ, I think.
Yeah, but then you got to bring up the Vietnam War.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know.
It's been tough, hasn't it?
I mean, poor Jimmy Carter. I felt so bad for Jimmy in 1980. I voted for John Anderson.
Oh, well.
That was the first time in my life I never voted for a Democrat.
All right. Well, we'll have to see what happens, but it's been a pleasure working with you, and I hope you come back.
It's been great. And, yeah, I'll be back at the end of June.
Okay.
Georgie, who runs our lunchroom, is going to throw me a big soiree.
I told you, we'll do it at 4 o'clock in the morning so management can't show up.
There we go. I love it.
Shotgun Willie's isn't open at 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. We can open Shotgun Willie's.
All right, Jay.
Power to the people, John M.
Hey, power to the people up against the wall, MFs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. MFs, GOP. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour. Turk with traffic.
Northbound I-25 finally returning to normal in the tech center after a late crash. Really messed things up at the tail end of the morning drive. Southbound side still slow and thick as always on the trip around downtown from 38th to 20th on the north end of Denver. The north end of the Denver Zoo, 23rd Avenue, closed between Colorado and York. That's due to a water main break. Today's forecast, mostly sunny, mild and dry with a high of 81 degrees, currently 69 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive into Sonic today for a supersonic breakfast burrito, a warm tortilla stuffed with...
I love this time of year when we can fire up the grill and eat dinner outside. How's your patio furniture holding up? Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. If you need a full set or just some pieces, get over to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. May is comfort month, which means all their deep seating furniture is on sale. You'll also get deep discounts based on how much you buy. It's Freehoff's annual The More You Buy, The More You Save sale. Freehoff's always has same-day delivery and 2 acres of great stuff. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at the Pyramid at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Don't let car buying make you sad just because your credit's bad. There's a place that you can go even when you got no dough. Go to itsmycarnow.com. Listen up. Need some wheels but got no cash and your credit's bad? This is not a problem at itsmycarnow.com. Auto loans is what we do, period. That means you could be driving today. What you waiting for? itsmycarnow.com. itsmycarnow.com.
That's too fast.
We prefer DSL.
DSL is way slower than Comcast high-speed internet, and it just fits our lifestyle.
For us, seeing a loading bar is, oh, it's like a cookie on a lily pad.
Yeah, we love a good long wait.
Throw the clocks away.
Get Comcast high-speed internet for only $24.99 per month for 6 months. And if you add Comcast home phone service, you'll save even more. Call 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. After promotion period, regular charges apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and installation fees extra. Speed compares downloads in Comcast 6 megabits per second to 1.5 megabits per second DSL. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
TV Land is searching for a model, a fresh new face. She's got to be flawless. She's got to be fearless. She's got to have the look.
Now that's a model.
And she's got to be over 35.
I'm 41. 43.
When 50 looks this good, you need to be proud of that age.
She's got the look as TV Land's new model search. Gorgeous women, intense competition.
What if I can't do this?
She's got the look. An original series from TV Land. You heard me. TV Land. She's got the look. Premieres June 4th at 10, 9 Central.
The nation's first student-managed company, Food from the Hood, is celebrating its 15-year anniversary. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Profits are used as scholarships for the hardworking students involved in the Food from the Hood entrepreneurship program. You can find their low-fat, all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian at major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. What are you waiting for? Send a student to college today. For more information, visit foodfromthehood.com or call 323-759-7000.
Yes, from R.L. Burnside, live. This is for you, Tommy. And for all my friends who know and dig Larry Brown. Come on, R.L. All right, 9:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Terry in Pine Junction. Terry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. I had a couple things. First one's fun and easy.
Okay.
I know you like music, so I'm going to send you a little something. I got a turntable that records onto my computer. So I have about 5 feet worth of albums I can choose from and put onto CDs. So it's really getting wonderful. So I'll send you something that you might like. And I know you like music because we've talked about it before. I used to live up in Bailey.
Right.
So anyway, the second thing I wanted to talk about was how the media, like you were talking about earlier, really takes care of the Republicans and really slams Barack Obama. I was watching CNN this morning, and they had a story about how horrible it was that Barack Obama was following the rules.
That, you know what, isn't that, that's unbelievable.
It amazed me that... they haven't talked at all about John McCain's preachers and stuff, and they really slam Obama. And it just seems there's so many things going on in this world that you never hear about. And it's just like, was it Don Henley? They like dirty laundry.
Yeah, and that's basically what they thrive on and basically what they churn up and basically what they regurgitate. And it's very, very hard to go anyplace and get an honest, open discussion about anything.
Oh, yeah, they don't want to tell you a lot of things. Like you said, I think people don't want to know a lot of things.
I don't think people want to look at themselves.
I think you're right.
I think that's what it really is. They not only do not want to, and none of us do, so it's a human trait, they not only don't want to look at themselves, but they also don't want to look at the history of the country, and they don't want to acknowledge the things that have gone on. They want to pretend that since they weren't there or didn't have any decision-making power, that it has nothing to do with them.
Right. I spent some time on an Indian reservation up in Wyoming. And, you know, things still go on up there. And
yeah,
it's amazing that people don't want to know what's happening to the Native Americans in this country. And they say, well, that happened a long time ago. Well, no, it's still going on. But people don't want to know that the Indians are still getting screwed. And they don't want to know that the truth of what's really going on around them. because if they have to face the facts of what's going on, they might have to do something about it.
Boy, that's a really good point. Terry, thank you, man. Great call.
Hey, have a good one. I'll send that stuff. John gave me the address to send it to.
All right, yeah.
So, I think you'll like him.
Okay, hang on. All right, that's it for today. Great weekend coming up, and we'll be back on Monday morning. Thanks.
Hi, this is yours truly, Dr. Daddio, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddio, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddio, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
Hi, Lloyd and Floyd here, the unofficial ambassadors of speed at Miller Motorsports Park in Tooele. Today, Floyd has challenged me to a gentleman's race around this world-class track while riding Bessie and Gertrude. Okay, Floyd, start racing when I count to three.
Yep.
It's the Hans Free Superbike World Championship Trifecton SD USA Round, plus the Honda Summit of Speed, featuring the ANA Superbike Championship, May 29th through June 1st. For tickets, call 435-277-RACE or go to MillerMotorsportsPark.com.
$63.99. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 720-848-63.